Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is Friday, the 27th day of March, 2009. We have our weekly financial update with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster joining us in 1 hour. Then we have Dr. Whitaker, just an amazing researcher on the causes and solutions to disease, malnutrition, and the medical sins that are killing the world. His book is Medicine, and it just gets into this the amazing situation we're facing with the New World Order Rockefeller medicine. So that is coming up in T-minus 2 hours from now, and we'll have open phones when he joins us there on the show. Interesting here, I also see that I have a interview coming up after the show with the Huffington Post. Wonder what they want to talk about. And a bunch of radio interviews tonight, I tell you. I don't feel too wicked, but I guess the saying, no rest for the wicked, we're all fallen. And there is no rest for those, I guess, trying to fight the good fight against the wicked. So I guess that goes both ways. Okay, I am trying to ferret this out because there's so many bills. There's five different bills in the House that have language about compulsory national service and different variants of it. The House and Senate passed versions into conference that had language concerning compulsory service and setting up a body to set up systems for compulsory service. Then I got a version of the bill that had it removed, and now I'm getting all these calls and emails and reports, people saying, no, that it's been added back in. And this is what happens with these bills. There's, you know, they're being attached to hundreds and hundreds of other bills and larger packages as it's debated along with the budget. And so we'll get to the bottom of this hopefully by the end of the show today. I got Watson, Paul Watson and others on that situation. Financial experts say recession ends by year's end. This out of the Associated Press. This is the same group of private Federal Reserve bankers and the same corrupt Treasury Department that has been telling us for years and years that, oh, we're not in a recession. And then they finally came out and said, okay, we've been in a recession for the last few years. Well, now, according to every benchmark, three consecutive quarters of contraction, we're into six quarters of contraction, or a year and a half, three quarters of a continual contraction with the economy shrinking and job losses is a depression. It is depression type numbers. Now, it somehow could be reversed, but it won't be reversed setting up a new bank of the world and a new global currency. Now, finally, it's on the nightly news, Fox, CNN, CBS Nightly News, AP, Reuters, just everywhere. Hundreds of articles last week. The UN calling for a world currency issued by the IMF and World Bank together. Now, I want to explain something here. We already have a world currency. The private Federal Reserve is just the regional shareholder of the larger global banking system that's private. A select group of less than 15 families that own the central banks of Europe, England, and the United States. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, Switzerland, the list goes on and on. And any nation you see having rebels financed to overthrow it by the West, any nation you see with CIA coups or MI6-funded coups or Mossad-funded coups, that's a nation that hasn't allowed the private banks to come in and take over their issuance of currency. So we already have the world currency. They're already issuing IMF and World Bank monetization. Just fiat money they create out of nowhere. And they go out and buy the other sub-currencies with that. So they just want to make you accept their new global currency and track everything you do. We'll break that down in a lot more powerful transmission lined up for you today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got 3 hours and 52 minutes spanning out before us. Bob Chapman with his weekly visit coming up. And then Dr. Whitaker will be joining us, author of Medicine, to really bring out some hardcore information about how the main medical system is basically a biological chemical warfare system to carry out eugenics against the people. The doctors are compartmentalized, the nurses are compartmentalized, but we have all the Rockefeller Foundation documents, UN documents. It's all a giant eugenics operation. Bill and Melinda Gates, all of it. Their foundation, very wicked. And I happen to have a story here, a mainstream news article, that I want to get to later when he's on with us, where they're panicking. In places like the Ukraine, close to half the population is refusing to take vaccines. And the citizens there are not under the total mind control like the American people are and the British are. They're saying, look, people keep dying when they take these shots. People keep getting cancer. People keep, there's been a bunch of vaccine trials there that kill the people that take them. They read the news about people dying en masse of the HPV shot here as well in the United States and all over Africa, all over the world. People are refusing. In India, they won't take it. And so now the United Nations and others are moving to try to engineer pharmacological crops, which they've had for decades, but to force you to take vaccines that will be put they will biologically grow in the plants. And then I've got other stories here. Proposed law would require flu shots for preschoolers. I mean, this is the type of just out-of-control news and information that we have coming up later in the show today. When you watch the different pre-G20 meetings that are happening in the councils of Europe, in the United States, in Congress, I was watching C-SPAN hearings yesterday. They are openly announcing a new global currency. And this is the heart of world government. This is the key to world government. If you are a private group of banks and you can openly, publicly issue your own currency worldwide, you can buy up any country you want, any industry you want. You can buy off militaries. You can buy off the media. And that's what they've already done stealthily through the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England that are privately owned. But they did a scam where the government gets the permission to issue the currency and liquidity, and then they pay interest to the bankers. Well, that isn't enough for the bankers. They are going to, in whole, issue the currency themselves. And then you will pay taxes to them for the right to use their currency, and so you will pay in whole for quote, $1 that'll be in a global unit. You will pay for that dollar, and you will pay interest on that dollar. But more importantly, the bankers can then restrict the value of the currency, or they can increase the value of the currency. They can play different regional currencies, because they're going to have regional currencies. They don't want to just come out with one global currency. There'll be a global super currency, as they've now stated in hundreds of reports. We were reading this in white papers, you know, decades ago. Now it's mainstream news as they roll it out. We're now here. But they still want to have regional currencies they control that are based on the super currency. They're just local units of that, so they can rise one currency and lower another to create havoc in the markets and consolidate power as well. You know, they always say they're doing all this for stabilizing effect. It's the exact opposite. They seize power by creating booms, getting everybody in debt to them with fiat made up liquidity and money. And they implode things when they know that mathematically, basically, no country or nation or major corporation can pay it back. This is the name of the game. It's monopoly. It's fire sale. And so that's why they've destroyed confidence, and then they have gotten unlimited power in Europe and the United States illegitimately to have tens of trillions of dollars pumped into their coffers, and then interest on that debt, interest on the money they're given. We give them the money, and then we pay interest on the money we gave them to them. But now they're just going to issue it wholesale themselves, and they've been doing this for several years at the Federal Reserve. It's come out. Now they admit it. We told you last year they were doing it. It's come out in mainstream news, London Telegraph, Times of London, Associated Press, Reuters, that the IMF and World Bank are already, and the Federal Reserve, are already issuing a super currency that's monetized only to other financial institutions that are part of their cartel. And so while the rest of the world is cash poor and they've cut off the cash conduit pipeline to the people and governments, they themselves are using all of the fiat currency they've created to buy everything up. I mean, this is the most galactic-sized fraud, the most colossal, the most just unspeakably gargantuan, out-in-the-open, ridiculously evil thing you can imagine. So they love people talking about $165 million to AIG. They just absolutely revel in that. No discussion of the $9.7 trillion stolen the last 5.5 months in the U.S. alone, tens of trillions more worldwide by the same people. No discussion of them openly setting up a world bank and a world currency. I mean, they're putting it in the news and telling you that's the solution, and they're doing it, but no real discussion about how these are criminals and this is world government, even as their articles say it is world government run by the banks. And they're going to bring in neo-feudalism and complete serfdom. So I'm going to go over that report, well, this group of reports here on the show today. But I want to get started with this, and it's 11 minutes long, and then we'll go into the next segment. Listeners in England, they actually used the soundtrack from Endgame. Glad folks are enjoying that. They put a little music under it, but it's clips. And then I saw this 2 days ago, meant to play it the last 2 days. and I've had time since then, because we're going to use some clips of this in this next Obama film. I went and watched hours last night, and then I woke up at 5 a.m. to go back to sleep and watched hours more of the European parliamentary debate on what's happening. And they openly say world government, world taxes, world regulation. Gordon Brown says you won't be able to go anywhere in the world without the new Bank of the World controlling you. He calls it a global Europe. The entire planet will be tied into the European Union. And for those that love to obsess on Rome running things, I have been looking more into it, and the European Union was founded in Rome, Treaty of Rome, 57. The Pope does say it's a world government of the European Union. Tony Blair has converted to Catholicism, and this does have a major thread of the Catholic Church at the heart of it. And I'm not here bashing Catholics. I don't bash Jews. I don't bash Catholics. I don't bash Protestants. I don't like getting into all this infighting that I don't care if you're a Catholic or a Protestant or a Jew or whatever you are. We should be against a Bank of the World ruling us. And Israel's heavily involved. The U.S. is heavily involved. The Rothschilds are heavily involved. I mean, at the top seats of power, every major power sector is involved in this. But definitely, I've been researching this deeply, and it really does have a central core of the city of Rome. See, notice how it's a private city of banking, just a few square miles within the city of London itself, that is the financial head of the world. And, you know, mainstream news admits that. And it's privately held and has its own rules, its own laws, and has set the global maritime system of law that we're under, that is tyrannical, that's Napoleonic, that is Roman. It's really Roman civil law, but modern times they call it Napoleonic law, guilty until proven innocent and the rest of it. Administrative law courts and it's really the law of merchants going back to really before Rome, to Greece and Babylon and Egypt and Alexandria and Cairo. But I digress. Then you have the city of Rome that is setting up this global ecclesiastical merger of all the religions, calling for a new world order. I mean, if you're a Christian, it's quite blasphemous to have the last two popes having hundreds of religious leaders, including animists and others, all meeting and saying it's all one God. So you've got to, you know, go ahead and tell it like it is. And that's why a lot of Catholics are very, very upset, I know. And because this is just amazing to see all of this unfolding. And then you have the city of D.C., which is the political military head of the world. And it's a District of Columbia, an incorporated private corporation. And that is a fact. So you have the city of Rome, the city of London, and the city of D.C., the District of Columbia. It wasn't incorporated until long after the founding of this nation, and has been slowly, but now we're coming to the end, abolishing all the constitutional institutions and bringing in this tyranny. So that's just some of the news that we will be covering today. When we come back, I'm going to start the first part of this 11-minute clip that, and again, I've been watching hours of the parliamentary debates ahead of the open public rollout of a new global government and a global currency. It's already been set up. But it's kind of like when they build a ship in a shipyard, they've got these big giant curtains. You've all seen the old black and white newsreels. And they drop the giant curtains, and there's a huge ship. And then they release the pins that hold it, and it slides into the water, and, you know, is a big spectacular splash. They have now dropped the curtain. They, April 2nd with the G20 are going to then have it slide off the blocks into the channel. And then in the coming months after that, they are going to bash the bottle of champagne on its stern or on its bow. And it's going to cruise out of the harbor into the open sea. And that's world government. And then they'll just continue with their new financial total world domination, imploding economies, consolidating power, bankrupting everything so they can come in and buy it up, and then turning government loose and spy forces and police state and forced compulsory service being announced everywhere worldwide. And it is just going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, we are in for deep trouble, because when they get this global financial power and a world ID that'll still be a national ID but globally standardized, they'll track, trace, track everywhere you're going, control you, can't run anywhere. Then they're going to carry out the one-child policy, the controlled plague releases. And from here on out, it becomes Hitlerian. The dying is going to start. I mean, it's already starting if you were in Cambodia or Iraq or hundreds of other countries where the globalists are slaughtering people with their proxies. But we're going to start dying here and in Europe, so get ready to die.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You see, to go back to the shipyard analogy, they build this giant warmock of deviltry, this New World Order system. They build it behind a thin veil, but we knew people that were in there working on it, and the builders of the ship bragged about what they were constructing. They just didn't put it out on the news, and then now they're ready to launch the thing. They can't hide it anymore, so they're announcing it and trying to put a good spin on it. Well, we know what comes next, what they plan to do with this New World Order system that they are almost done with. and that is wage unholy war against the people of the planet, against the people of the world. Now, I want to go ahead and get started with this European Parliament debate, and this is members of the European Parliament from England, France, all over the world, and Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, is there. So listen carefully. Here it is.
We'll make a statement to the European Parliament on the preparations for next week's G20 summit. As chairman of the G20, Gordon Brown has been offering active international leadership at what is proving to be one of the most difficult times in recent history. The speed with which he has helped develop the G20 as a new tool of international economic governance is both encouraging and impressive.
Today, there is no old Europe, no new Europe, no East or West Europe. There is only one Europe, and it is our home Europe. So I stand here, proud to be British and proud to be European, representing a country that does not see itself as an island adrift from Europe, but as a country at the center of Europe, not in Europe's slipstream, but in Europe's mainstream. And that is why I'm also proud that by a large majority, our British Parliament ratified the Lisbon Treaty. And I believe that we in Europe are uniquely placed to lead the world in meeting the wholly new and momentous challenges of globalization ahead.
Prime Minister, you received some criticism this afternoon for your comment, British jobs for British workers, but you can brush that aside, because from the moment you said it, I don't think anybody seriously thought that you would ever, as a British Prime Minister, put the interests of British workers above that of your European dream. And my goodness me, you've showed that this afternoon. It's just a pity that apart from UKIP, virtually nobody seems to have bothered to turn up to listen to you. No, you're very popular here. You're very popular indeed, because within a few days of the Irish saying no to the Lisbon Treaty, you had rammed that treaty through the British Parliament, and you've done it breaking a specific... You see, I said you were popular. You did it breaking a specific manifesto pledge that you would give the British people a referendum on the constitutional treaty. Shame on you, Prime Minister, for doing that. You have devalued democracy in our country. You have devalued the trust that voters have got in you as a British Prime Minister. But, of course, we know the reason why. The reason why is that we would have voted no. You said in your speech that none but those on the extremes oppose European Union. Well, that may be right amongst professional career politicians, but a clear majority of the British people want us to have friendship and free trade with the European Union, but do not want to be members of this political union.
I want to discuss how we can build from a world which looks today unsustainable, unsafe and unequal, a truly global society which is sustainable for all, secure for all and fair to all. And let me repeat, I believe that the European Union is uniquely placed to lead in building this future.
Will you now work to bring the United Kingdom into the euro in the post-recession period?
I'm also confident that perhaps after today, you will announce the end of a couple of opt-outs, or even, as my friend Graham Watson said, announce the entry of the UK in the euro.
Some of you will know that for many years, I've advanced the case for a global Europe and for the economic reforms to make it happen.
The initiative for a global response to a global crisis came from Europe. I would recall that both President Sarkozy and I went to Camp David to propose to President Bush a global response.
But I have made this case so strongly in recent years precisely because I passionately want Europe to be leading on the world stage.
Prime Minister, what a courageous speech.
I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken
right
here about...
We'll come back and play the rest of it. In fact, back it up about 30 seconds where he says a global Europe, a world government. World government dominated by the European Union. That is what all the New World Order documents state. And the U.S. will be nothing but a third world slave group that supplies military forces. That's it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Finish up with this montage of clips from the European Parliament calling for world government, which they're now setting up. Then later, folks, I told you Glenn Beck's a snake. He called for Ron Paul supporters to have the army used on him to be arrested last year. He's not a nice guy, is he? No. Now he had Popper Mechanics on last night, and April 6th, they're having a big report basically debunking it. I mean, it doesn't matter if I have thousands of government documents, hundreds of mainstream news articles, congressional testimony. It's in the Houston Chronicle, Associated Press. They're going to have Popular Mechanics say they don't exist. Probably put a book out, a magazine cover, and say I'm a big liar. They'll probably say the MIAC report doesn't exist either. Of course, the state police have now apologized and stopped issuing it, and the lieutenant governor's called for the head of the state police to step down over it. That's in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Kansas City Star, Associated Press. But it doesn't exist. MIAC report doesn't exist either. Oh, boy. None of it exists. All these hundreds of news articles calling for world government oven by the banks doesn't exist either. Beck for weeks has been saying, I'll tell you the truth about the FEMA camps. We're investigating. We're the place to find out if it's true. And then Ron Paul comes on and he says, are you worried about these camps? He said, well, you know, there's a bill to do it, but, you know, I don't think right now it's a problem, but we can't trust the government. And so then both sides misrepresented that. People that are mad at Ron Paul for not being more hardcore said, I got emails about it, saw stories written. Hey, Ron Paul said there's no camps. No, Ron Paul said, well, there's a bill to do it, but, you know, he doesn't see any right now. And he does take too conservative of a position, because I know Ron Paul's extremely well read. It's kind of like the John Birch Society wrote articles saying black helicopters and urban warfare didn't exist a couple of years before they reversed themselves on the cover with about militarization of police. And I actually saw one of their writers at an urban warfare takeover drill in Oakland. And he was there and he said, oh, Alex Jones. And I said, yeah, oh, you're here now witnessing the black helicopters. And I even sent them an Associated Press article where they tried to bribe the police chief and others, you know, not just my video interviewing him that broke it, then made it into the San Antonio Express News and AP. But I mailed them that because I saw one of their writers there who'd written a piece saying it didn't exist, but I find he lived in California, so I saw the writer there at the Oakland takeover. And I said, okay, give me your card. I'm going to mail you the AP. And you know what? They published the AP article in their magazine and said, okay, it's true. So it's like I had McManus in here yesterday, the president of the John Birch Society, which I think does good work. They're good people. And I didn't throw any, you know, hardball questions at him because I just wanted to, you know, pick his brain and, you know, get to know him. And they did do a lot of the groundwork on exposing this whole thing. And a lot of us wouldn't even be here today knowing about this if it wasn't for them. A lot of their material was seminal in waking me up. And good old Bobby Vaughn, my dad's friend, died of a brain tumor 2 years ago, but grew up with him hanging out. He was a big JBSer. He was always bringing their books over and None Dare Call It Conspiracy and giving them to my dad. And then as soon as I could read, I was pulling it off the bookshelf of just thousands of books in our house, my parents' house, every room just full of bookshelves, and storage things full of books. You know, it was that one book I pulled off the shelf. And so we got to thank them. But at the same time, he's in here, and I said, yeah, their goal is 7 million people in this youth service corps and these other compulsory volunteer things. And he said, no, Alex, it's 250,000 and then 500,000 is what they want. And I said, well, that's in one of the bills to start, but here's the New York Times with the senator saying this is their goal. And he went, oh, okay. And he left with the New York Times. So a lot of it is we've just got to continue to educate Ron Paul. We've got to continue to educate the JBS. We've got to continue to educate the liberals, the conservatives, every group, because all the time listeners call me and go, did you know about this? Why aren't you reporting on this? And I go, thank you. No, I missed it, or I didn't see it, or I saw it and didn't have time to read it and forgot about it, because we're just overwhelmed here. That's your power out there with films and books and news articles and email lists, is to just continue to educate everybody. You know, now that they're writing hundreds of articles every week admitting world government's real and the Bank of the World and a currency and all global currency, a lot of people are saying, okay, well, now it's all admitted and kind of standing down. Some people are. The awakening's bigger than ever, but some people are saying we've done our job. No. In fact, I have to call Paul Watson and Kurt all the time and go, look, there's an article here about how they want to make us take implantable microchips. And they're like, yeah, everybody knows that. We've written hundreds of articles on it and posted probably thousands over the years, Alex. Old news. And it's not old news to people that didn't know about it and who were laughing at us. Now we can say, look, it's openly admitted. And I call Paul up, one of our best writers, and I say, Paul, you do such great research. Will you put a big master article together? I've been asking for 2 weeks, like he did on the compulsory service the other day. Excellent story, much better writer than I could do. And I said, we need one about how they're openly setting up world government, a bank of the world, and tie it all together with everything. And he said, but Alex, it's all over the news now. Well, and we've been covering this for years. And I said, I know, but we have to now bring in the latest information and point out we were right again. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's in, no exaggeration, hundreds and hundreds of news articles, thousands of government documents, army.mil, civilian inmate labor camp program, all of this openly admitted that they're building camps everywhere. They're now forcing people in Hawaii and in California and other states to leave their little tent cities and to go into sports domes and fairgrounds behind barbed wire, and the police search their cars outside and they search their IDs and CPS is in there. That's all admitted. I mean, being forced because you're homeless into a camp, that's how this starts in Cambodia and Russia and China and Germany. They first bring in economic degradation, and then they put you into the camps, and they set the precedent, and then, oh, there's crime in the camps, we got to build a holding facility, and you're off to the races, and that's what's being openly announced. I mean, they have a bill which just mirrors what they've already built, kind of like they were spying on us for decades without warrants with the National Security Agency and Echelon keyword software, and now they just admit it, and then when it came out that every case of it was a felony, they then retroactively pass a law saying they can do it. Well, just like these FEMA camps are illegal, they're now trying to pass a law. But the key is the bill tells you how the camps are already set up and how the police are in them and the local clergy and the InfraGuard and the clergy response team and medical centers and cots. And in 2000 or 1999, it's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, I got calls from workmen taking old 747 hangars at the Robert Mueller Municipal Airport they just closed and moved to Bergstrom. And it's a huge complex in the middle of Austin, in central East Austin. And part of it they turned into a movie studio, parts of it turned into storage. You know, there's all these hangars and facilities and big airport building, terminals and everything. And I go out there, I interviewed security guards, and he goes, yeah, they're putting in bolts and chains and porta-potties and cots and barbed wire fences inside. And I go put that on local TV, and people say, oh, you're a liar, it doesn't exist. Then local Fox News, 6 months later, goes in, they show the bolts and chains, they show the cots, they show the porta-potties, the fences inside with barbed wire on top. I put that in the film, and people say it isn't real and doesn't exist. And they go, oh, that's a movie studio out there. Well, yeah, part of it is, kind of like FEMA's taking over part of Highland Mall. People go, I drove by Highland Mall, there's still a Sears there. Yes, we said part of Highland Mall, and we've posted two videos of it, and they admit it, and it was in the local paper. I said part of Highland Mall is a FEMA induction center. I mean, another example of this is we post mainstream news where they're putting out their propaganda so people can comment and analyze it. And I talk about this not because we get criticized, but because it's good to analyze people's mindsets of denial. We posted this article out of the Associated Press, Vaccine Refusal Spars Outbreak Fears. It talks about people all over the world, from Europe to Latin America to Asia to you name it, not taking vaccines en masse. You know, in Ukraine alone, 9 million refused vaccines just for one injection. What, MMR, triple jab. Three things in the one shot. And we posted that, you know, to show, well, just the first paragraph and a link to it, so people could read the whole article, and people are commenting, oh, now you're for vaccines, Alex. What is this? See, they lack critical thinking. We're posting an article about how people are refusing to take vaccines. Obviously, it's government propaganda saying you sure need to take it or there's going to be an outbreak, where if you've supposedly taken the shot, you can't get it. And we post it there so I can then come on air and you can read it with me as I read it on air, and so I can debunk it. But no, in the mad rush to find some way to try to discredit me, they say, oh no, he's now saying vaccines are good. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, it's just bizarre that this is how people's mindset works. It's just that they're unable to think in any complex way, and it's bizarre. You know, I'll post an article about how governments all over the world are going to turn the lights off, starting one night a year, and then one night a month, and then one night a week, training you that industry's bad, that power's bad, training you to have less, to live as a feudal serf under their control. It doesn't mean I'm for turning all the lights out. I'm showing you, you know, I post articles where they say we need a global government and a global bank to issue the currency and control all the governments of the world. And in the Time Magazine article I linked to called The New World Order that said that, people did the same thing. Look at him putting out New World Order propaganda calling for New World Order. No, we're posting the mainstream media admitting all of this so people can see what's going on. It's bizarre. The mental gymnastics people go through. I got sent an email by some fake Christian website saying, Alex Jones is calling for armed revolt. That is not in the Bible. We are to submit to the beast system, basically. And Romans 13 and his Obama deception is bad. You shouldn't watch it. And Alex once spoke at a Unitarian church which has ties to socialists, so he is a communist. Like if I speak at Sheraton Hotel in L.A., I don't work for Sheraton. Or if I use a Neumann microphone, I don't work for the Neumann Microphone Company. Or if I have a Sony or Panasonic camera or a Atomix atomic clock or a... I mean, it's just this obsession with Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. He did this, he did that, he... It's just crazy. And so one of our biggest problems is you have the mainstream media spinning, lying, obfuscating, pushing propaganda, and we're trying to analyze that. But then you have the general public wrecked by the system, wrecked by the establishment, a large portion of it, who are even awake to the New World Order, but they won't spend any of their time actually fighting the globalists. They spend all their time critiquing each other and ninnying and bitching and witch hunts, when all I'm trying to do is say, here's world government with world ID card, total control. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccine, sodium fluoride in your water. Here's all the studies that it hurts you and harms you. What are you going to do about it? And that's what the globalists are afraid of, is us just simply putting the information out. And I told you our biggest problem is the phony churches telling their people to lay down to corrupt government. It is totally unbiblical. It's wicked. Historically, it's a fraud, and it's just disgusting. Let's finish up with the European Union meetings, openly calling for a global Europe ruling the planet. Here it is.
Some of you will know that for many years, I've advanced the case for a global Europe and for the economic reforms to make it happen.
The initiative for a global response to a global crisis came from Europe. I will recall that both President Sarkozy and I went to Camp David to propose to President Bush a global response.
But I have made this case so strongly in recent years, precisely because I passionately want Europe to be leading on the world stage.
Prime Minister, what a courageous speech.
I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken here about free trade and amen to that. Who would have guessed, listening to you just now, that you were the author of the phrase British jobs for British workers, and that you have subsidised, where you have not nationalised outright, swathes of our economy, including the car industry and many of the banks?
Starting at our debate today, as we prepare for the London summit next week, I propose that we as Europe take a central role in replacing what was once called the old Washington consensus with a new and principled economic consensus for our times.
You cannot continue against public opinion to build this European Union. If you do it against the will of the people, you are storing up enormous social and political problems for the future. Please, please, let the peoples of Europe decide their destiny. Don't have it done in parliaments like this and parliaments like Westminster. It won't work.
I propose that Europe takes the lead in a bold plan to ensure that every continent now makes the changes in the banking system that will open the path to shared prosperity, that every country participates and cooperates in setting global standards for financial regulation, and every continent injects the resources we need to secure economic growth and jobs.
We need a European Financial Services Authority.
We need also to reject all forms of economic nationalism and protectionism.
And I believe that for the first time we can also agree the big changes necessary for coordinated action that will signal the beginning of the end of offshore tax havens and offshore centres.
With its unique experience of setting supranational, transnational rules, we show that the European Union is better prepared than anyone not to impose, but to propose the rules for this globalization.
Our regulations should apply to every bank, everywhere, at every time, with no opt-out for a shadow banking system, no hiding place in any part of the world for tax avoiders who are refusing to pay the fair share.
And as far as the economy is concerned, you've told us that somehow you're the economic guru. You're the man that can save the world. Well, I remember very well your first big act as Chancellor, when you sold 400 metric tons of gold on the world's exchanges at $275 an ounce.
at today's valuation, that would be $10 billion higher. But it isn't just the fact you got it wrong, because we can all get it wrong. It was the fact that you announced in advance how much you were going to sell and on what day you were going to sell it. It was an error so basic that the average A-level economics student, even in these educationally devalued times, wouldn't have done. To add to that, you've destroyed our private pension system. You took away from the Bank of England its ability to regulate the banks and gave it to the tick-box bureaucrats at the FSA in Canary Wharf. And we haven't heard an apology. Your government has apologised for the Amritsar massacre. You've apologised for slavery. You've apologised for virtually everything. Will you please apologise for what you did as British Chancellor? And then perhaps we might just listen to you. Thank you.
A new reformed International Monetary Fund, in which we welcome greater representation from the emerging economies, and which must have at least 500 billions of resources, twice what it has today, must be empowered to help countries that are facing a flight of capital.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The birth of world government run by private banks.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
And so I want an international monetary fund that does not just react to crises, but prevents crises. And I want a World Bank that has the resources to prevent poverty and to facilitate, amidst the collapse of trade credits, the expansion of trade around the world.
Perhaps you would have more moral authority in this House if your actions matched your words. Perhaps you would have more legitimacy in the councils of the world if the United Kingdom were not going into this recession in the worst condition of any G20 country. The truth, Prime Minister, is that you have run out of our money. the country as a whole is now in negative equity. Every British child is born owing around £20,000. Servicing the interest on that debt is going to cost more than educating the child.
And today I want to emphasize also that Europe and America can work more closely together. I talked to President Obama yesterday about what I want to talk to you about today, about a new era of heightened cooperation between Europe and America. Now, never in recent years have we had an American leadership so keen to cooperate at all levels with Europe.
The European Union is moving. We'll say it loud and clear in London so that we can be working together with our partners, namely our American friends. We want the others to move along with us. We need global rules to the global economy.
So starting with the EU-US summit a few days from now, when President Obama comes to Prague, we can transform that summit from just an annual meeting into an unstoppable progressive partnership to secure the global change that the world now needs.
Prime Minister, you cannot carry on forever squeezing the productive bit of the economy in order to fund an unprecedented engorgement of the unproductive bit. You cannot spend your way out of recession or borrow your way out of debt. And when you repeat in that wooden and perfunctory way that our situation is better than others, that we're well placed to weather the storm, I have to tell you, you sound like a Brezhnev-era apparatchik giving the party line. You know, and we know, and you know that we know that it's nonsense. Everyone knows that Britain is worse off than any other country as we go into these hard times. Tell me now so I know.
And if you talk about what you just heard, Rush Limbaugh, Cyrus Jones from 1810, and the rest of them come out and say you're a kook. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. All we do is watch the European Parliament. All we do is watch C-SPAN and read the bills. All we do is read the Army War College admitting they're preparing to wage war against the American people. And the enemy tells us we lie. No, you lie. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain. They're digging the grave for our republic. England has refused to join the European Union. And so Gordon Brown is forcing them, despite the fact that in every poll, more than 90% of Brits don't want it. And you heard the British member of the European Parliament standing up to Brown and explaining to him that there will be rebellion in England. But that's why they have Common Purpose and all these other government-controlled groups in control of every city and town, is because they're there to suppress the people standing up and saying no. And that's why when we go out and protest the private Fed, the European U.S. branch of what's happening, the Army's spying on us, and they admit it, because they work for the criminals. Our government has been seized. Now, I have the YouTube clip. It's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes. This is a huge announcement. This is so important. Glenn Beck has been talking a little bit about the New World Order in an attempt to get people's confidence, only to betray it. He does this back and forth. He has come out saying, with popular mechanics, none of the camps exist, though it's in the Houston Chronicle, and that he's going to debunk it. I told you, folks, he was suckering you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have turned the power of the people of the United States and the world loose. Those of us in the anti-New World Order, anti-globalization move, we're just fighting authoritarians, tyranny. But we need to combine our forces on a more regular basis to cause larger and larger viral spreads of our information through the internet out into the third dimension plane that we all live in, physically on the streets at city council with copies of DVDs, with materials and information, exponentially growing our numbers. And that's what's happening right now. And that's why the globalists are pulling out all the stops. Now, Bob Chapman, I'm about to go to Bob Chapman. Coming up about in about 10 minutes, I'm going to play, while Bob's on with us, a YouTube clip. And, you know, I called this months ago, Glenn Beck on his radio show, then on his TV show in the last month. And I'd never really come out against Glenn Beck. I said, the guy's a neocon. You know, he says put Ron Paul supporters in FEMA camps. I'd criticize him for that, but I'd said he's just a discredited minion. He's not that big of a danger to the people. Then in the last 6 months, he started saying there's a global government being set up, but then he would always sandwich that in with Al-Qaeda, and they're going to get us. It was psychological manipulation. And then for the last month or so, he's been saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps, whether they're real or not, in-depth investigation. And he'd promise every night to do it and have folks tune in, and he wouldn't do it. And then he'd kind of laugh at it and discredit it. Well, now he's had the head of Popular Mechanics on. Remember, Hearst Publishing are the folks that were run by William Randolph Hearst, who's in the Spanish-American War, said, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war, making up that Spain was attacking, you know, people in Cuba. And they're the folks with the fake Red Scare. They're the folks that are always calling for a police state. He was a big robber baron. And in the Encyclopedia Britannica, under yellow journalism, it says Hearst Publishing. So, I mean, you cannot have a more discredited, more nasty group of individuals. And they're the ones that went after 9/11 Truth with just totally made up crap. They are now going to, quote, debunk. Now, I said a few weeks ago, I did like an hour on the FEMA camps with all the documents, video clips, but I said I was going to do several hours on it, a master debunking. And then I've been busy launching the Obama deception and other things, but I am going to do the research. I've done the research. I'm going to dig all the documents back out. There's just so many. In congressional testimony in the Miami Herald and Houston Chronicle, and I mean hundreds of Army.mil, Regulation 210-35, Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, have it here in front of me. Glenn Beck knows full well about all the FEMA camps. 3 weeks ago I did that hour-long special. It's gone viral on the web. I want you to make, I'll do it early next week, that'll give us a few days ahead of their debunking on April 6th, to make it go mega viral. And if we do this, millions of views can be attained so that ahead of time they're debunked. Just like somebody leaked us the Popular Mechanics magazine before it was actually out, and we debunked it before it launched, and that was critical to defeating them, and we did defeat them. Bob Chapman, we talked about this 3 weeks ago when you were on, and boy, now Beck has really shown himself. He says they don't exist. There's no FEMA camps.
Well, some of us have blinders on, conveniently so. And that's what's to be expected from the people who are on the air misleading people. You know, they give you 95% truth and then 5% of the New World Order's agenda. And there's been many, many of them through the years, and he's one of them.
But I'd say with him, it's more like 70% truth and 30% New World Order lies. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, Lou Dobbs really is a paradox, because overall, he's positive and really helps things. But I guess that's why
I agree with that.
I guess that's why the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking him. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break. Break down what's happening on the financial end. But then I want to play this Beck clip for everybody. Folks, tell your friends and family to tune in. So I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to do a little bit of debunking on him with some basic facts. And then we'll continue. But I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this as well. Stay with us.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm just looking from out of the studio into the control room at Will, one of our sales guys, wearing what I think is the most handsome new shirt we've got. The answer to 1984 is 1776 that I popularized. They have a whole new line of T-shirts that will strike up conversations at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore, Gear Store. And that's how you meet like-minded people and spread the word. Bob Chapman, I want to get into the economy. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I am going to launch an operation that I thought about doing last night when I learned of the Glenn Beck newest betrayal. I want listeners... Well, I'll tell folks about that at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get into some other important issues. But, there are no FEMA camps, just all over the news. But getting into the economy, I know for us it's old news, and so we have that weak spot or that blind spot, in my opinion, at least I do. But because now it's in literally hundreds of papers a day saying the solution is a world government, world bank that sets the taxes, and it was in the BBC 2 days ago again, a carbon tax starting at $750 billion a year in Europe and the U.S. alone, and they're now announcing in Canada, they've passed in several other states, the flatulence tax on farmyard animals. They passed it in New Zealand. There was a report I saw in the big New Zealand paper that a couple hundred sheep would cost $168,000 New Zealand dollars. And they're saying, this is all our profit. We have to shut down. They're announcing they're going to turn the lights off worldwide for a new holiday to teach you that power is bad and lights are bad for the earth. I mean, this is feudalism. So to have it all openly being announced, what we read in government documents, what you read 40-something years ago, I read decades ago, it's now there. And I think I'm trying to get everybody to kind of reset and remember that now people are ready to listen to us, and now it's out in the open, and I don't see many people even pointing this out, and that's upsetting to me. Everybody needs to be going out and going, look, it's here. They're meeting to try to finalize this next Thursday, on April 2nd, and in subsequent meetings. So your take on world government coming out in the open, how they're going to try to phase it in, first with a global currency at the monetary level, that is the banks issuing their own currency, for governments to be allowed to then issue their own currency, but it's just a denomination of that super currency, according to the London Telegraph, AP, Reuters, and literally hundreds of other reports. So again, the public won't see the global currency yet in their hand. It's just their dollar is converting to a global system.
True, and that's what they want to do. They want to use the special drawing rights, which were drawn up in 1969 by the IMF. They were used before, between governments, and they were unsuccessful. And I think this trying to make these SDRs into a world currency for them is a terrible mistake, because it's going to end up in failure like previous attempts were. They're probably better off trying, if that's what they want to do. I don't know whether I should give them any ideas or not. But I think they'd be better off trying a basket of currencies, even though the basket of currencies would be fiat in nature. In other words,
but they've been trying that for 3 years. I mean, they tried to do.
I think, Alex, this is the way they're going to go on this. The SDRs are tradable between countries, but not individuals, and it still doesn't stop the near-term problem of sucking in dollars, or, you know, having dollars in your hand that you already have that are dropping in value. And so they've got to come up with something closer to the heart of the matter, and that's what there's going to be a big fight next week. And that's borne out by the manipulation of the stock market over the past 10 trading days, and it'll continue into next week. They wanted to get the market up as much as they could because of all the bad news that's coming.
All right, let me just back you up on that. I never played this clip. John, 3 days ago, I sent you a Times of London video clip. They're now getting with the Times and doing TV news. In the House of Commons with the governor of the Bank of England basically saying what Bob just said, that, hey, we've got to issue a totally new level of a monetary unit and not issue the currencies. He talks about how they're doing both right now, and then how the currencies, the dollars and others that are all being inflated, will just feed back in to that in a loop. Dig that out, John. But I just wanted to add that for people that actually watch Parliament and watch the European Parliament and watch C-SPAN, this is all openly being debated right now. But again, they phrase it as this is the solution to the global crisis, which they engineered, and then whether you believe it was contrived or engineered or by accident, they admit it was engineered. Bob believes that it's gotten out of control, and that may be true. The point here is that they plan to be the last man standing and thus king of the hill with world government when they're done with this. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, I don't think that they're in a position to immediately replace the dollar. It'll have to be done over some period of time. It might take 6 months to a year.
Yeah, they said they're going to do it over 3 in most of the reports I've seen.
And
3 years.
And then what they have to do is choose the currencies they want to work with. Well, the USDX index, including the dollar, is 7 major currencies. They're probably best going that way, which would include the dollar as well. But it doesn't solve the long-term problem. And maybe that's not of any interest to them, because they think that they what they will be able to do is to graduate this new basket, we'll call it, of currencies for the period that they need before they allow the whole thing economically and financially to collapse. And then they'll come up with the idea of having a digital currency for the entire world, and it will be supposedly based upon a gold backing. And people still are not going to accept that because they have to give up their sovereignty. And so it's just another game that they're playing, but it's going to be very acrimonious because the U.S. elitists do not want to give up the power of the dollar. I mean, they've got a license to steal, and they don't want to give that up. And they're still fighting with the European illuminists as to when there's going to be a phase-in to a world currency, like I just described. And they want to keep the dollar until then so that they can continue to reap riches. And so it's not only that that's going to be debated behind and in front of the scenes at the G20 meeting next week, but also they're going to try to control all things financial through one governing body worldwide.
That was my next point. That was my next question for you. While we're all debating and they're getting us to debate, will we keep the dollar? And I get emails, people saying, why should I care if they get rid of the dollar? I'm not rich. I don't, you know, have money in the bank. I'm not a currency speculator. Folks, they've deindustrialized us. All we have left is our dollar to buy all these goods, you know, for most of our economy. And so this will devastate us any way you slice it, moving away from the dollar. So you do need to care. This affects you like nothing else financially ever will. So I want you to comment on that, Bob. And then, of course, the big issue is, regardless of what currency system they go with, they are openly, and I just played clips of the European Parliament where they admit this, setting up, quote, a global European government, Europe dominating the planet. They said the U.S. will no longer dominate things. That's openly being announced. And that they will have taxing and policing authority on every nation on Earth. And then the OECD and the UN states, they want an 85% tax rate across the board. So this is complete bondage. Go ahead.
Well, it's a combination of factors, as you've just pointed out. The taxation element, the element of world currency, world financial control under one body. And it looks like they want a phase-in process, but the phase-in process cannot last too long because of the state of the world economy, which is in a form of collapse. The world is in depression. They just don't know it yet. And so, you know, the question is, how far can they go with it and keep it from collapsing in totally? And on the other hand, when do they want to do that? You know, their timing. Is it 3 years from now? Is it 6 years from now? Is it 6 months from now? I mean, you just don't know. And so these are the things they're trying to round up. And so there's a lot of facts to this. There's a lot of factions to it. And you're going to see that laid out. And that's why they ran the stock market up. That's why they hit gold twice in the big way in the last 2 weeks. Because they want gold to rise from a lower level, and they want the stock market to fall from a higher level. That's what they're up to.
Because with this global manipulation, they make money on the way up and the way down, and once they get global total regulatory power, they almost have it now, they can manipulate everything to destroy nations, consolidate them. It's just unlimited wrecking machine once they get that global government. As bad as their mischief has been so far, what will it be, 10 times worse on average when they get the superpower global control?
It'll be an unlivable world in conjunction with what we already know about living in the world. It's going to be nasty. Everybody's going to be unhappy. And if we don't face them down and stop them from doing what they're doing, then that's the way we're going to have to live. And I'd rather see revolution before that.
Well, I just played a clip of members of the European Parliament from England telling Gordon Brown, they said, 90%+ of our country doesn't want the euro. You're forcing us into it. You're going to have a revolt. And they were serious, and the cuts to Brown, he's just smiling like a hyena. That's what they want. But meanwhile, the American people are dancing around going, there's no global government, there's no banks, there's no elites, there's no global currency. Alex and Bob Chapman are kooks. Everything's fine. I like Rush Limbaugh. I like Obama. They just mindlessly skipping over the edge of the cliff. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Amazing analysis with him straight ahead. Stay with us.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets will
ride again.
We'll ride again.
Yeah, the Bankman says he likes me.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I
ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll rise again.
All right, Bob Chapman, I want to go through these questions I've got for you quickly. They plan to bring the world into global crisis, into a deeper crisis. They have done that now. But for the average American who doesn't care about global currencies, can you explain to them why this is so important?
It's important because we owe so much money to the remainder of the world. They're holding close to $3 trillion worth of Treasury and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds. And if the world starts to dump dollars and not buy those bonds and other investments in the United States, we will go bankrupt. Right this minute, we need $1.8, $1.9 billion a day to meet our requirements for foreign trade. It's called the balance of payments surplus, a deficit, and we're in a deficit. So it's very important what the world thinks of the dollar, because if the dollar goes down in value, all the goods that you buy, and most of them come from other countries now, are going to be much more expensive. In the past, what countries have done is denigrated the value of their currencies to make their goods cheap. That was good for America because it kept inflation down, and they also took that money and bought those bonds I spoke of. If they stop buying the bonds and their products are more expensive, they're not going to sell as much, and you're going to have to pay more for what you do buy. So you're going to have a depression with higher prices, because you already have a depression. You just don't know it yet, because your government will never probably tell you officially that it is a depression.
And by the way, they've been inflating the other currencies. Before you finish it, before I forget, I want to throw this in and get your take on it. They're also throwing in the fact that in England, the Bank of England has, and the Treasury in England, the Exchequer, for the first time ever, has been putting out their own bonds, and people aren't buying them, so they're having to come in and buy themselves. We know the Fed and the Treasury have been doing that, but quietly, so we're already seeing the fact that people can't even buy it to begin with.
Well, they started, in the United States, the Fed started this week buying Treasury paper, and they did so by creating money out of thin air. It's called monetization. And yes, the British have done that, and the Swiss have been doing it with corporate bonds, which is very surprising. And so you're going to continue to see this kind of thing going on in many countries. But the point is, it's highly inflationary. Here you have high unemployment getting worse, and inflation keeps on going up in the middle of the Depression. It's the worst of all worlds. You know, I want to say one more thing about the previous conversation. I talked to a very, very reliable source in Europe this week, and they told me that the people in Europe are royally, royally PO'd to what's going on. There is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight next week. I mean, really nasty. And this will be the European nations and Britain and the United States going at it. And, you know, we're talking about monetization. The first batch that the Treasury has asked for is $300 billion. And that means because they can't sell the amount of bonds that they have to foreigners. In January, the latest period we have figures for, the foreigners cut back by $148 billion the amount of bonds that they were willing to buy. That's a very, very, very high figure. Now, $300 billion is not going to make it. Within the next 3 months, they're going to come and tell you they need an additional trillion. That's $1.3 trillion in total. Never mind what they've done secretly behind the scenes in Washington, or what they've been doing offshore for another $100 billion during that time frame and before that. See, the government never tells the truth. All they do is lie. So we're talking about colossal amounts of money being monetized. I figure that over this next 2 years, this year and next year, they'll monetize over $5 trillion.
And that is going to create hyperinflation, the likes of which the world has never seen. Break it down for us, Bob, when we come back. Then I'm getting into the FEMA camps. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, we are here live. Now, I've got a call to action for the listeners on two different points and two different issues that I'm going to cover here in just a moment. Start your engines, X-Wings. We are going in, and we're going to blow the living daylights out of the New World Order Death Star. And we'll go back in over and over again until we have warned everybody on this planet and the resistance mounts to a level where their world government will fall. And nothing can stop you if you just turn it loose, ladies and gentlemen. You have the power. If you truly want to live, join the side of good against darkness and ask God for guidance. Ask God to be a vessel against tyranny, to defend the meek and the weak, the widows, and to stay the hand of the wicked ones. Yeah, the God of this world's in control, but not for long. Ha ha! I love it. The awakening has entered its final phase, and the tyrants are in great fear. All right, let's go back to Bob Chapman, and I want Bob's take on the whole FEMA camp clip. It's only a few minutes long. We're going to play here, and we got Jason Burmes in studio, who first alerted to me this yesterday afternoon because Beck announced his radio show he was going to be debunking it that night. And then he had Popular Mechanics on. I said the big debunking is coming up on April 6th. This is very important, a call to action in one moment. But going back to Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, hyperinflation. I mean, what type of inflation are we talking about with trillions in monetized debt?
Well, we're running around 9 to 10% right now without the monetization. I firmly believe that secretly they did about $300 billion and over the last 4 months, plus the $300 billion they just did, that puts them up to about $162 billion. So they'll be out of the $300 billion category pretty shortly, and that means that they'll have to ask for more money. And that means inflation will move up to where it was, 13.6%, about 9 or 10 months ago, before they had this deleveraging process, as it's been called. And that's when banks cut back lending. And because they did that, many entities had to sell things, particularly hedge funds. And that's why the market came down and other sorts of investments came down as well. Including commercial real estate, which is in real trouble now. And so inflation, I think there's a good chance it'll be back up by the end of the year to 13.6%. And then as they continue to monetize and continue to increase money and credit in general, then we'll get up into the 20s and 30s. How far it can go beyond that, I don't know. It all depends on what they do. It's too hard to call. But I think you can look forward, and you're not going to relish this, of 20 to 30% inflation. And, you know, that's why it's so hard for other nations to invest in, say, 10-year, which is long-term U.S. notes, at 2.7% when they know inflation, real inflation, is 10%. They're already taking a beating, and then they're facing the possibility of a dollar not being the only reserve currency, or the reserve currency, having a drop in value perhaps versus their currency, and maybe they're going to take another 30% loss on top of it.
Well, look at Eastern European currencies plunging. They're already in total depression.
Well, that's true, and it's all the fault of the Western bankers who gave them cheap loans, propped them up, and everything started to slow down, and they got caught in the middle of the meat grinder. And they're not going to recover for a long time, but neither is the remainder of the world. Things are going to be very, very tough out there.
All right, Bob Chapman, I'm going to play this. We're going to put you on hold, and I want you to listen to this and give us your take when we come back. We're going to play this Glenn Beck clip, then I'm going to comment on it. I want your take on it, and then Jason Burmes' take on it. Glenn Beck, he's going to get to the bottom of it. He's going to tell you the truth about the FEMA camps. He's looking at it. It might be true. Meanwhile, it's in the Houston Chronicle, it's in the Miami Herald, it's admitted the public purchase orders in the last 7 years, building them, open announcements, bills introduced to merge the local police and community groups into the camps, Schwarzenegger in California and folks in Hawaii are forcing the homeless out of their tent cities into barbed wire camps at their convention centers and, of course, at the fairgrounds. It's all happening. The military announces they're going to use 20,000 troops of the American people. All of it's public news. I have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Army Regulation 210-35. We'll go over that. But meanwhile, they bring in the captains of yellow journalism. You know, we always make the joke of next to, in the encyclopedia, to ugly is a picture to you. No, literally, in the encyclopedia next to yellow journalism is Hearst Publishing, that publishes Popular Mechanics and the 9/11 debunkers. But this is publicly admitted there's FEMA camps. And so now they're going to deny, basically, well, it's like them denying there's a New World Order as it's all over the newspapers. So here it is, the debunkers.
Houston here, James, that I called you, what, three, 4 weeks ago, and asked you to help on a project. and that is, I really truly believe, America, we have a real problem in this country. We don't know what the truth is anymore. We don't have anybody we can trust. And there's a lot of stuff, and I've told you before, and I've told you for a long time on the internet, please don't pass these things around on the internet unless you know they're true. And I think it is important for us to debunk those things or verify those things that are out there, because we're separating on the truth now. So I asked James from Popular Mechanics to do an investigation on several projects. The first one is the FEMA camp.
Yes, and so we put a reporter on this, and what's so interesting here, we're waiting to really do a definitive deep dig on this. We don't like to just come out and say, oh, we've debunked it, you know, after we've looked at it for two days. But it looks, from our early reporting, like a classic conspiracy theory. Little grains of truth, but all adding up to something that really isn't true.
Okay, when do we have this ready? Next, week from Monday?
Yeah.
A week from Monday. This is one of those things that, they are so specific on the internet. And this is why I was going to do an expose on this, and I thought that we had some of the things from the internet, and we weren't ready to go on with them. Mm-hmm. All we had was the grains of truth and the things that we knew were false and this, but we didn't have that definitive, they show this picture, here it is. They show this picture, there it is. And that's why we called you.
Well, yes, and you know, you remember all the 9/11 conspiracy theory reporting we did, and we found again and again, someone would take some little fact, but they would take it out of context, and they would put it on the web, and it looks credible because they mimic, you know, the way that regular journalists.
But you are going to be able to show the pictures, and you're going to say, this is true, this is false, this is true, this is false. Great. That is a week from Monday. Now, we've been watching the 9/12 project very, very closely, and a lot of people are worried about the implications of a couple of bills, and it kind of goes into this, which is true, which is not. The Give.
And then, of course, the Give Act in both versions, Heck Compulsory Service, we read it, it was in the New York Times. Then, thank God, people putting pressure on them when it went into conference, and I've had the guys reading it, they did take it out, though they're setting up the funding and the grid and the studies to do it. So see, this is how they're going to attack it. There are thousands of websites, thousands of photos, hundreds and hundreds of videos where they'll go show a urban warfare training center, say, in Mississippi. And it's got foxholes, it's got camp barbed wire, it's got barbed wire facing in. And it's dual use. You can do training, as they say, it's training for Kosovo, but it can also be used for a camp. Just like the Manazar prison camp they held Japanese in. They reopened that back in 1998. It's still reopened. They refurbished it. It's sitting there empty, a prison camp. So what they're going to do is they're going to go show, watch, camps that are dual use and say, oh, look, we talked to the military. It's just a training facility. Discredited. But then they won't go to civilian inmate labor camp program, Army Regulation 210-35, unclassified. Now, from 86 to 97, they held Americans in camps. It's all in here. You can just Google it. You'll be at army.mil. I'll give you the phone number to the Army headquarters if you'd like to call them. It's right here in the report. They're proud of this. It was secret for 11 years. Then they announced it. And now there's not 12 camps. There's 24 with people in them. And then, well, they're like, well, they're federal prisoners. You know, the non-military prisoners, but they're under military control and it's a labor camp. What is wrong with that? See, the guys were convicted of bank robbery and child molestation, whatever. So see, they integrate the troops in the military where this is normal. Just like they say, oh, the Marines are out at the checkpoint to look for drunks. Oh, the Army's helping at wrecks. Oh, there's liaison officers in all the police departments from the Army. But then you read the Army reports, and we've read the codes, and it's been in the Army Times. They're going to use them against the American people, 20,000. But you heard him say they're going to debunk a bunch of stuff. They're going to have them on every week. They're going to say, yeah, they're going to use troops, but it's just to help at car wrecks, when the Army document says it's for total takeover and the Army War College. They're going to show camps that aren't really camps. So it's straw men, classic straw men. And yes, there's baloney. They'll go show an empty warehouse and say it's a FEMA camp when it's not in Chicago. But, you know, I saw people putting Pier 57 in New York in the bus terminal. Same thing, barbed wire fences, porta potties inside, sleeping on the floor. They have one at Austin. I have local news admitting it. You know, it's the police saying they have this federally paid for. So this is how they're going to do it. You notice he says, we're going to debunk a bunch of stuff. And so that they have to say, oh, there's a kernel of truth. Yeah, there's a bill introduced for emergency camps for when society breaks down. What do the Nazis say? Hey, you know, people are beating up you Jews and people. We've got camps for your safety. And we've also going to delouse you. And, you know, we're going to take you here. That's what the Soviets did. I mean, see, they're not going to come out and say we've built death camps. We're going to get you. It's, oh, no, the governor of California, you know, there's all these tent cities. He's taking federal funds and putting them in a safe facility where the CPS is there and there's barbed wire facing in and regular families that are living in their cars and tents while they raise money to get an apartment, which is happening. You got to now be with the crackheads and the mentally ill people, the regular homeless folks and the drunks. And then there'll be crime and they admit all that. So see, this is how they introduce it to you. They don't introduce it, ooh, it's bad and scary. Bob Chapman, your comments on this.
Well, first of all, I think the three main points that he was trying to make was that they don't want people to trust what's on the internet. They kept on saying, well, this has to be verified and that has to be thrown out because it's not true. They're supposedly going through an investigation. When in fact, as you say, all of the facts on this particular issue are all there. Don't bring in facts about anything else that you doubt. And of course, the first thing they threw at the audience was it fits in the realm of conspiracy theory. And of course, that strong warning about the internet not being a place where you can get verified information, if you may. And they said that out of hand so far that there is no FEMA camps, and it's just conspiracy theorists. And of course, you pointed out that they are what they are and how Fox and Popular Mechanics will try to get around this. What I was surprised at is that the man that he interviewed really didn't have any information whatsoever. I thought it had to be a little embarrassing.
Well, notice they said, we looked at this and there's all these kernels. See, they don't want you integrated. Listen, FEMA is on record in hundreds of newspapers, Newsmax, that advertises on Fox. Right after the clip, there was a Newsmax ad for their magazine. Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy in 2002, saw the federal purchase order put out for bids for 3 1-million-man camps during natural disasters or terrorist attack or breakdown of society. And they got all these emails saying it wasn't real. And Christopher Ruddy, we got to dig this up. This is 2002, wrote the exact headline was, yes, folks, the FEMA camp story is real. It was something like that. Yes, the camp story is real. And he gave the phone number to the federal purchase office. I mean, that's how the Houston Chronicle learned about the next wave in 2006 of camps. They've got a stinking FEMA camp in Taylor with people in it right now. And as Rex 84 said in congressional hearings, first they put illegals in to vet it and test it and train the people, but it has dual use for citizens to be held extrajudicially, just like the Military Commissions Act clearly states. Bob Chapman.
What we have to do is don't let them get it off the ground. The minute they try to debunk the camp situation, you got to go right after them and attack them and from every angle.
That's what we're doing.
Because they don't have anything to debunk it. I mean, they're lying about it. And it's just like this man he had on there. He had no information whatsoever.
Here's another issue.
To have him on?
Meg's used to write for...
danced around the subject.
Megs doesn't even have any journalism degree. Megs, from what I've read, wrote for TV Guide.
It was Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, Entertainment Weekly. Excuse me. Go ahead and turn Burmese. So Jason Burmese knows these guys, has debated them. Now they refuse to debate us. Here's one example out of their debunking a 9/11 myth book. Okay, here's one of the lies of hundreds. They say NORAD only intercepted one airplane in the year before 9/11, and that was Payne Stewart, because they know folks all heard about that, and they intercepted it in 17 minutes with six F-16s. Then we just Googled the name of the guy they quoted, the NORAD spokesman, this colonel, and there he was in Reuters and AP when Payne Stewart happened and other events, saying we've had 167 intercepts in the last 9 months before 9/11. Okay, you know, in the first 9 months of that year, 167, if memory serves, 167, 168, 167. And so one time Megs was on another show on Genesis, and I called into the show. And I said, you won't debate me, but I said, here's the Reuters article, and here's his name. And he said, I'm not going to discuss that. See, they will not. They are lying trash. And I call them out here on air. They are lying trash. They said a third of Building 7 was scooped out, and the fuel oil did it. NIST, Jason, admits that that isn't what did it now, and they say they don't know what happened.
Yeah, they took the quote from Shyam Sunder, who had to get up and say that that was just not true at all. You know, he said there wasn't any significant damage to the building, and it turns out it wasn't the fuel oil tanks. It looks like it was thermal expansion. There's never been a retraction or an addendum to that hit piece that they wrote. I mean, I think the best thing about this, Alex, is we are continuing to expose Glenn Beck as a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, we've had a lot of pressure over the last few months in this office alone. Emails telling us, no, Glenn Beck is coming around. He's telling us the truth about the financial
institutions. No, he does this every year. He comes out and says there's a new world order, law of the sea treaty, and then let's arrest all the Ron Paul supporters and use troops against them. They're dangerous enemies. Then he comes out, oh, you can trust me. I'm going to fight the new world order. And then says, yeah, this is all a bunch of bull. Now that you trust me, you know, you don't trust the internet, trust me, I'm going to debunk this with the fathers of yellow journalism.
Yeah, and the fact that he's putting together a quote-unquote 9-12 project that he's very proud that over 250,000 people have joined really churns in my stomach. I mean, this guy is trying to
piggyback.
Which
is what the forced compulsory service bills state. They say it's going to be a 9/11, 9/12 project where they do all this in the name of 9/11.
Yeah, a 9/11 call to service day.
And look, he's following the MIAC reports. He is following. That's what I said months ago before MIAC. I said he's following talking points. He'll say, I'm a patriot, fight the New World Order, let's arrest the militias. I mean, this guy is doing a psychological bait and switch. People who aren't sophisticated are falling for it. Bob Chapman, I want to come back and talk more about this with you and see if you can stay a little bit in the next hour as well. I want to move our next guest back, if Bob can, when I talk to him during the break, because this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to do a full debunking on these guys next week.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534 or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com and ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
By the the way, we've been on government track on thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress. They have not put out Paul Watson's check. Burmese has checked all morning. I checked last night. There is no full copy of the bill. I guess it's still being bandied about. There's all these different versions going on. So they've got versions that do say compulsory national service, youth corps, environmental corps, senior corps, 18 to 24. We have the video clips of Rahm Emanuel on TV, at speeches, on C-SPAN saying it, his book. We have the president saying it. And then Glenn Beck is, he said, and next we're going to debunk the compulsory service. You know, so that's what he does. He says, you can trust me. I'm fighting the New World Order. Join my 9/11/12 group, you know, 9/12 group. We're going to fight the New World Order. And now we learn, oh, it's teaming up with Popular Mechanics to fight people, talking about FEMA camps, talking about compulsory service, talking about the New World Order. I mean, this is Fox News, folks. This guy is worse than those that are openly globalist, because at least they're honest about what they're doing. He is a Judas goat, a Benedict Arnold, a treasonous, treacherous piece of filth. And I challenge Glenn Beck. Now, I'll do it next Tuesday. I'll just set a date. I'll get all my material together. A two-hour, we'll put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We'll put it up, I'll ask Change the Channel, because he has a YouTube account that can put up large videos. I'll try to keep it to about an hour and a half of actual, you know, airtime. And we'll do a whole documentary here on air. And I'll go through all the video clips, articles. I mean, we've got hundreds of them. And I'm going to say, okay, debunk this. Don't go out and pick straw men. You debunk the civilian inmate labor camp program, punk. You debunk the FEMA camps and the bills and the Houston Chronicle and the Miami Herald. You debunk that. And here's my call to action. I want to get Bob's take on it. On top of Webster Tarpley coming to town for the second Obama film, I'll be working all weekend. I am going to, this weekend, also get all my material ready for next Tuesday. We're going to launch it live on air at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll clear the decks for 2 hours. We'll post it by Wednesday. It'll be up on the web for everybody on YouTube and everywhere else. And I want everybody, the video we pick, you know, that we think's the clearest upload of it for free, just like with the Obama deception at Change the Channel. We are going to put that out for everybody. And then we want to have it like have a million views by the next Tuesday and when they do the debunking, or the next Monday. And I think we can do that. I mean, there's all these versions. I mean, now it's up to Change the Channel's up over 700,000 views. There's hundreds of other versions with hundreds of thousands of views. So it's more than 10 million views. But if we can have it on one video, it can have a million views, and it'll be a challenge to Glenn Beck. Here's the evidence, you lazy ass. Don't claim that you didn't know about this. Now that's called action number one. In the next few weeks, on every Friday, we've created activist pages at Infowars.com. The best place to find it is go to ObamaDeception.net or TheObamaDeception.net. Both addresses will get you there. It says activism. We've created these flyers you can print out and put on walls. We put out a MySpace saying, I am not deceived, little ribbon, red ribbon you put up at the top of the corner of your page that takes you to the Obama deception, banners that say I'm not deceived. We need your help to get this out. I put the film out for free. You can buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. Why not have it in your library? Support us. Download it. Super high quality, PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to DivX copies. Folks are doing that. I mean, McManus was in here, head of the John Birch Society. He'd already seen it on a DivX on the plane here. You know, everybody I talk to is seeing it. Now that you've got to give it to others. So we're going to have a drive this weekend to have viewing parties with the DVD or at PrisonPlanet.tv or with the Change the Channel version that's good enough to blow up big screen. It looks pretty good, even blown up. Best in code I've ever seen at YouTube. There's all these things we can do. I want you to at least show the Obama deception to one person and email it to your email list, post it on a couple message boards this weekend. I want it to be on the Change the Channel version over a million by Monday. Now, that's easy. We've been getting about 90,000 views a day in the last week as it accelerates. It's on that one channel, and all the others are getting a lot of views, too. I want it to be over a million on Monday, and I want it to be 2 million by the next Monday. So, Bob Chapman, you can do a little bit more with us so I can get your take on that idea.
Yes, I'll be here.
Okay, well, back in 70 seconds with Jason Burmese and you for two more segments. Then we've got a doctor coming on to talk about the medical poisoning and what's happening on that front and a bunch of other news. But again, get the Obama deception on DVD at Infowars.com. Order it now. Ship it right out to you, UPS. Make copies of it. Get it out to folks. This is the fight of our lives, and we have the tools to expose the criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for this segment, a little bit of the next, I have Bob Chapman and Jason Burmis in studio with us today, talking about all these attempts to debunk us. I mean, how obvious is it? Beck was saying put Ron Paul supporters in jail a year ago. We're dangerous. Use the military on us. MIAC report stuff. I'm your friend. I've decided I like you. I'm going to be the great arbiter. I will decide. We'll start a grassroots movement under me, which is what Obama and the British government, they're all creating these doppelgangers to kind of go out and imitate what we do, but then stab everybody in the back. Bob Chapman, how obvious is this to you?
It's very obvious, and it has been from the beginning. We used to call these people change agents. And what they do is they work for the people who control things from behind government, and they're told what to do and how to do it. And they have experts working all around the world 24 hours a day coming up with things like this, among other things that they do. And so that's what he is. He's a disinformation specialist. And they have the grain of truth, and then they have the rest of it being propaganda. And you're absolutely right. What he said is wrong. And the interview he had was ludicrous. I mean, the other man had nothing to say.
Burmis, tell us about Megs. This is a true piece of work.
Yeah, I mean, Megs.
They got to turn his mic on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Megs is the former editor-in-chief over at Entertainment Weekly, magazine I used to read a lot as a kid. And he was hired by Hearst Publications, I believe, in the run-up to that big article that they wrote about the 9/11 truth movement. This was back in, I believe, 2004. They did a big cleaning of all their employees and brought in a whole bunch of new people. Now, Megs and I debated about 9/11. I ate him and David Dunbar up. They had the opportunity to debate me again on The View. They refused to do so. And then they stopped taking requests altogether to debate 9/11. And for them to bring in popular mechanics to try to, quote-unquote, debunk the FEMA camps is just about as thinly veiled as it gets. This is a magazine that's supposed to go over the latest tractor, the latest car. I mean, it has nothing to do with FEMA camps, Alex, or 9/11.
But it's worse than that. The next thing Beck goes to, we've got more of the clip, is he goes, now we're going to debunk compulsory service. It was in all the bills. Obama's announcing they're trying to push it. We're trying to shoot it down. People denied it was in the bills, just like they denied the MIAC report. Mm-hmm. Now they won't issue the full bill. We don't know. We can't find it.
See, they make it extremely difficult for me to do a keyword search. By providing me with a PDF file, I can just type in a word and I can scan the entire document. What they have up there is text of legislation, and each subsection has a link. So I literally have to go through 200-plus subsections, each one, and type in that keyword. So they're making it very difficult to scan.
Yeah, but they don't even have the full copy up in the new version.
They do have the full copy, but it's only in text subsection. So I can click on a link. It'll give me a subsection like this one, Alex. It'll give me like four sections, but then you've got to click on the next link and the next link. And on the side, it's supposed to provide you with a PDF. You can get PDFs of the earlier versions. But again, this is the fifth version of the bill. You know, I had a caller on my show last night asking me how these bills are put into place. And I basically told them, look, these are always written beforehand. They're always written by think tanks and all these special interest groups and the people that actually rule us. And then they sneak in other parts of legislation or use semantic wording to make them stronger.
Now, let's get Bob Chapman's take on that, Bob.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time. And it's just the public is not aware of it. And, you know, these bills, are, whether it's a labor union that's written the legislation or a lobbying group for the pharmaceutical industry, very little work is done on bills of any kind by Congress themselves. It's these other parties who bring in the legislative wording and the writing.
But how asinine is it? How asinine is it for them to try to say we're making it up that they want a compulsory service and are trying to pass that when it's in, all over the news? I mean,
they think they can get away with anything. I mean, right now, no one's still talking about the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizen verification system that they're going to put into place through the Department of Education and our children, Alex.
Yeah, let's talk about that and get Bob Chapman's final take on that. His website's internationalforecaster.com. It's invaluable. You can go there and get a free electronic copy of it, or you can call a toll-free number we'll give you and get a hard copy of it. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now simulcasting the last hour, 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv of the syndicated radio show. Finishing up with Bob Chapman and Jason Burmes with some key news, inside legislation. And this is just this particular piece we're looking at, the subsections we're finding to set up a whole nother Real ID Act through the public schools. So that's coming up in one moment. First off, I want to tell you about one of our great new sponsors, Home Game. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, here is their little mascot. This is their little pink and orange gorilla. You can see the banner up at InfoWars.com if you forget the website. HomeGain.com. There he is. He's very wicked, of course. They may put him in the MIAC report or something. Seriously, folks, let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs that you might have. You will love this site, HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And there is the Home Gain Gorilla with the Citizens Rule Book and the Constitution. We just love him. Okay. In the few minutes we have left with Bob Chapman, give them the subsection of the bill. This is the type of stuff they have tucked into this national service bill. We're trying to get pulled out of it. But this is some of the other stuff. Now, imagine how big the national ID card is they denied so long they were setting up. With federal highway funds tied to the states, thumbprints, biometrically face scans, being integrated into federal and private databases, being used as this global system. And the states are resisting that. Well, imagine what's in all the thousands of pieces of legislation. We're just reading the one dealing with National Compulsory Service and find other little gems like this that nobody's talking about. We got to get a story from Paul Watson or from Kurt Nemo on this ASAP. Tell them about it.
All right. It is Section 1710, study to evaluate the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system. The Corporation for National and Community Service shall conduct a study to determine the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system, which would allow the corporation to share employment eligibility information with the Department of Education. Now, they're going to implement this through both the corporation and the Department of Education in subsection A1. But in subsection A4, they let you know that the information that needs to be shared in order to fulfill employment eligibility requirements. So basically, they're telling you, and if you don't go along with this system, you will not be able to be employed in this country. And they're going to implement it, and it's fully funded from 2010 to 2014.
And that's what Homeland Security has been saying. You'll have to have an ID card to buy and sell to have a job, but the illegal aliens are exempt from this, like in the $787 million stimulus package. It says illegals are exempt from having to go through ID requirements, but citizens have to get the money or to be involved in any of the bailouts. So just absolutely amazing. Bob Chapman, give us your analysis on this.
Well, first of all, it's more insanity, particularly the illegal alien aspect of it. It flies in the face of any kind of logic whatsoever. But these sorts of things, as we know, have been coming for a long time, and now they're approaching reality. That is, the identification card via Homeland Security, via driver's licenses, and now this new element, which is the data bank of children, so that when they reach an age that they are going to be employed, that will be just carried on. And as you said, you won't be able to get a job unless you're in this data bank. And so what they're doing is pigeonholing everybody so that they know what everybody can do, how they've been trained. And so if government says, Mr. Smith, you live in New York City, but we don't see any jobs for you there. So we do have some jobs for you in Provo, Utah. So we're going to ship you out there. Otherwise, you don't work.
Well, absolutely. And under this, it's still in there to make, I mean, it's got the 18 to 25, 3 months of compulsory service. That, it appears, has been stripped for now. Thank God people getting upset, but it was in the bills and in mainstream news. But they still say 50 hours for middle school, 100 hours for elementary, compulsory service for college. So this is federal control. And so it says the kids going to school have to have this. And that's what they've been saying. You know, job training at schools where the government will decide, they've said this, what you're going to be when you grow up. different education paths that the government will decide, and then out of high school, you'll have the credential for what you're allowed to do. That's also with this H.R. 1388, Section 1710, currently in there. Correct, Burmese?
In there.
Currently in there.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, this bill's changing every day. We spend hours trying to read it. Burmese is, the Watson brothers are, Nimmo is, and this is one bill. Congress has no way of keeping track of this. We can't keep track of this. That's why they've tried to pass the Read the Bills Act, where by law, the congressmen have to read the bills and be involved in writing them. But there's other subsections, too, in here, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a ton of subsections. And you know, the subsection right under 1801 is this call to service campaign on September 11th, literally hijacking 9/11 as Obama's new holiday. And they're actually going to be funding all these different observations around the country. So they're going to have their national campaign for service, and then they're going to put out, you know, their people on 9/11, and they're going to go door to door on 9/11 and try to recruit others. That's what, regardless of age, race, ethnicity, religion, they're going after everybody here.
And they're going to say, join us. You're not for the 9/11 attacks, are you? Now, hundreds of schools have announced, this is all over the news, every day I see four or five articles, where the schools are saying you have to do compulsory service even without the federal law yet, and they're calling it the new Obama curriculum. And here's one today, Oakland School renamed Barack Obama Academy, and they're suddenly turning lots of public schools into full-bore military academies. Bob Chapman.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but that's not such a good idea, because that's where the type of Hitlerjunge comes from, and the brown shirts and other fascist or communist appendages of government. And that's where they're headed with that. And with the codification and data on individual children as they grow up, what'll come later once they have everybody DNA'd is selective breeding. And who can't, who are you going to marry?
Oh, by the way, they've now announced the Associated Press, I told people 14 years ago, everybody at birth for 36 years has had their blood taken and put in a federal DNA database. And guess what? Europe's done it. England's done it. Canada's done it. Australia's done it. And it all started the same year. That is global management. That is the strings of the spider web. And people only look at a piece of the web. Look at the big fat spider, the New World Order, sitting right in the middle of that thing. Bob Chapman, you'll be back with us for an hour, graciously, next Friday from noon to 1 p.m. You stayed over today. I appreciate you being here with us. Folks can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. And they can get a free email copy. It comes out twice a week. It comes out on Saturdays. You can get it tomorrow. Beefy thing. Sometimes 20, 30, 40 pages long. He also has a hard copy mailed out a few times a month. Bob, give folks a toll-free number if they want to get a complimentary hard copy of the latest edition of the International Forecaster.
877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate you spending time with us. And I want to be clear here. There is so much legislation that listeners are warning us about that I'm trying to read, where I'll have like 50 bills sent to me a day, and I'm trying to read the sections, and I find horrible stuff and then forget about it and then move on to something else. And it's just hitting us. Congress approves landmark conservation bill, you know, grabbing 2 million more acres.
It's more than that. It's actually 40 million acres. There's 26 in there, and that has 160 bills amalgamated into it. They don't tell you the name of the bill, because I tried to look it up to see what these things said. It's a giant land grab, and God knows what.
We've been covering this for 2 weeks, but the issue is 2 million here, 8 million there, 160 bills. Yeah, this is this report here is out of Reuters. It says the measure, a package of more than 160 bills, would set aside 2 million acres, parks, rivers, streams, desert, forest, and trails. So when they set aside a river, that's a corridor. Then they grab your property or won't let you use it on either side. And 9 states and new wilderness and render them off limits to oil and gas drilling and other development. The House representatives approved the measure on vote 285 to 140, and it goes on. Now, understand, folks, there are some western states where over 90% of it is under federal or state control. Okay, the Western, I mean, it is a joke, and they're harassing the few little areas of privately held land. And then years after they steal it, they then give it to elite companies for strip mining. Has nothing to do with the environment. They got Robert Redford and everybody else out pitching that. Jason Burmese, thanks for coming in. And you'll be on live tonight, 9 to midnight, right in this studio, simulcast at Genesis and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Got an amazing guest coming up after this quick break, Dr. Whitaker. So stay with us on that in his book, Medicine. He'll be with us basically for the rest of the show. We're opening the phones up in the next hour for a full hour of questions for this great mind who's done a lot of research and is an author. Before I end this segment, the Obama deception, folks. This guy's owned by the New World Order. He is deceiving people. We expose Bush as a puppet. We're exposing Obama as a puppet. It explains how he's a front man, as Henry Kissinger says, to bring in world government. Total tyranny. He's funded the eugenics funding for Africa and in Latin America and Asia, the forced abortions, the sterilization. We get into that in the film. This guy is a Judas goat, as KRS-One rap icon says in the film. The New World Order was falling. The world was on the edge of revolution, so they put a black face on the New World Order. That is what this exposes, and it shows what the bankers are really doing. So go to Infowars.com and get the Obama deception on DVD. They're shipping out now. Get it. Make copies. It has the extras on it. The DNC Denver 2008, where they attack us with a knife and cut up my megaphone, extended interviews, an amazing film, The Obama Deception, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Do not wait. Get involved now. Get in the fight against the New World Order. This is the tool, because they need Obama and his slickness to be able to fool the world just long enough to get this world government in place. Find out more. There's a viewer's guide where everything's documented at ObamaDeception.net. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kronschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
So much going on. Dr. Scott Whitaker is a board-certified naturopathic doctor with over 20 years of experience. Southern California native. He grew up in the infamous South Central area of Los Angeles. Strong parental guidance as his anchor. He escaped the call of the streets and received his undergraduate degree from the University of California, Berkeley, in civil engineering. During his time at Berkeley, he became interested in holistic medicine and drew a connection between holistic living and long-term health. A particular interest to him was the effectiveness or lack thereof of prescription drugs on common health problems plaguing the African-American community. Especially alarming was the number of friends and family members he watched suffer and eventually die from effects of these synthetic slaughterhouses. And after graduation, he found himself working in the engineering field at St. Louis, Missouri. He enrolled in Keller Graduate School of Management, where he earned his MBA, and his interest in holistic medicine was far from satisfied. Determined to get all the information he could, he obtained a doctorate of naturopathy from the International School of Naturopathy in Los Altos, California. And armed with the resources he needed, Dr. Whitaker vowed to spread the truth about prescription medications and bring the message of holistic lifestyles and a means of obtaining long-term good health to people everywhere. And the book, you know, I've now had a chance to read, is amazing. It got recommended to me by the owner of the Nubian Bookstore. Got us the interview with Professor Griffiths in the Obama Deception. Medicine, awarded 4 national awards. And it integrates all the research I've separately done from mainstream government reports. And I mean, this is on record. Take Prozac. They admit it causes you to go psychopathic and get more depressed. It's on the insert, so they put you on more drugs. I'm just backing up before we, you know, backing him up before we go to him. And then they found all these studies that St. John's wort in double-blind studies actually helps people. But then Prozac actually, in the whole group of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, actually hurts them. And I told you the Alabama and Germany shooters 3 weeks ago were going to be on it. They were on it. Came out in the news later. Came out in AP and other places. So it's a scourge. And then they're talking about putting statins in the water, like they self-medicate us, force-medicate us with the sodium fluoride. That's on mainstream news, MSNBC. I mean, they're trying to force vaccines on us, all of this. So he's with us for the full rest of the show, the next hour and 35 minutes. And I appreciate him coming on the show today. Dr. Whitaker, thanks for being on.
Mr. Alex Jones, I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. This is a short segment. Just introduce yourself, your awakening, and then let's get into all the research you've done and what you found.
Dr. Whitaker, 20 years of experience in holistic medicine, nutritional detoxification. Been traveling the world, been about 9 countries, studying those healing sciences over in Africa and Asia, bringing them back to America and using them and applying them and getting phenomenal results with everyone I come in contact with regarding their particular condition. So the holistic approach to healing is the only way I go. The current medical establishment, the current medical paradigm is nothing but a death trap.
Well, I agree with you, and it's set up by the eugenicists, and the doctors and nurses are compartmentalized. Tell us about your awakening, and then we're going to come back and get into the research you go over in your book, Medicine, exposing what they're doing.
I guess my awakening actually started when I was a young guy, and my dad was always sending me off to school with my herbs and minerals and vitamins, and I never missed a day of school in terms of attendance. I never was sick, and I was always fascinated with chemistry. And as I went higher in education and took chemistry classes and organic chem and all that stuff, and really saw the connection of how plants
relate to the body and how the body relates to plants. And I met a Seminole Indian on campus one day there at Berkeley. He told me to never take any drug and always use the plants for healing. And I used Golden Seal and Echinacea. From that day on, I went from one book to over 800 books in terms of nutritional healing. And then I had a personal experience with someone very close to me who went to see a doctor on a Tuesday, and they admitted her, and she was dead by Thursday. And from then on, I said that I would expose these criminals for who they are and to wake people up.
Well, that's right. In fact, we see in the national news every year the number. It's always above 300,000. This is admitted, that die of bad drug interactions alone. I've had one surgery when I broke my leg, and at night the IV came out, and I woke up with blood all over me. I've had so many friends that go in to have a surgery, they get an infection and die. I've had good friends that have died of that. They go in for a migraine headache, and they're dead 2 days later, from the needle they put in them. But still, the general public isn't aware of this. It's just incredible. So stay there, sir. Let's break it down, because you go through it in the book with the author of Medicine. And he's an engineer. He's a doctor. He's a lot of other things. And he brings all those different forms of research together with amazing information. The website is Medicine, as in S-I-N, .ownspot.com. And we'll put that up on screen for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Dr. Scott Whitaker is our guest. This is the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
You know, I look at my wife, I look at my children, I look at all the other innocent people I know. I talk to medical doctors who've got all the Rockefeller documents. I've seen them. We've covered them here 100 times, where they knowingly discovered that most cancer was viral 85 years ago or so, that it's put in the vaccines, that childhood cancer was unknown. Now it's epidemic worldwide. I'm going to go over this report later with Dr. Whitaker, who's on with us, out of the Associated Press, demonizing people that aren't taking vaccines, but saying worldwide in some countries like Africa, the whole public won't take them. They have to pay the local government to come at gunpoint and give it to them. Half the public in Ukraine's now refusing exponentially. It's happening everywhere, so people are waking up. But going back just to what Dr. Whitaker covers in his book, and by the way, you can go to medicine.net, also is another website of his, and find out more. It's just so horrible what they're doing, and most of the doctors and nurses, they don't even know they're compartmentalized. So, sir, please continue. Break it all down, the numbers, what we're facing, what's really going on in the hospitals, the carnage.
Yes, well, the hospitals are, I want everyone to realize this, the hospitals are a business. Don't ever forget that. If you don't believe me, go in there without your insurance card. But the hospitals are set up, they're all set up for drugs and surgery. The only reason or purpose that someone would ever want to go to a hospital is for emergency reasons. Emergencies being gunshot wounds, car accidents, amputations, stab wounds, things of that sort. Crisis medicine. Other than that, you can forget it. There is no cure ever coming from the current medical establishment for anything. I don't care how many foundations that they put on the TV. I don't care how many pink ribbons you see every October. There is no cure ever coming from the medical establishment because they don't want a cure. The goal is to keep you at least about halfway sick and halfway alive so they can drain your accounts and then send you off to your grave.
You're right, and they're suppressing a lot of cures. That's been documented. Please continue. I mean, the numbers of people dying from malpractice, admittedly dying from bad drug interactions, but just the drugs themselves, you know, fin-fin, the heart attacks, it's all admitted. It's like HPV vaccines killing all these people. They admitted it, and they say, that's okay. People are going to die.
No doubt. That corporation, Merck, probably one of the most sinister corporations on the planet, who gave us Vioxx a couple years back, killed over 50,000 people. And then they decided, oh, you know, we made a little mistake, and then pulled it off the shelf. But they had made $3.3 billion. So then they want to come out and give this Gardasil to our little girls from the ages of 9 and 26, which I believe is nothing but a sterilization program. And the body naturally gets rid of the so-called HPV.
And it only kills 3,000 people a year, and that's folks that already have autoimmune problems. It's a virus that's on doorknobs everywhere else, and they admit on the insert, I mean, I have to go to a doctor to know this, they admit on the insert, we're not even sure this knocks out the HPV and only covers four to six of the 350 plus varieties of it.
Yes, yes. Even the so-called FDA, of all people, admitted that your body naturally gets rid of the so-called HPV. I call it hocus pocus because it's so many strings attached to it. And as I stated, actually the number one cause of cervical cancer for those women out there is latex condoms. So that's a whole nother show right there, Mr. Jones. But
No, cover it all. Cover whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, the latex in for the condoms contains talc. And talc has the same or similar chemical structure as asbestos. So when you're putting something like that inside of a body and up to delicate organ, you're going to create some serious issues there, and that's what that does. That talc gets inside of the woman and sets up the systems for the cancer to take place in the cervix. So men never use that on a woman. Women never let that in your system. If that is your means and methods of using, then use a non-latex condom.
Please continue.
Yes, the hospitals. One of my favorite chapters in my book, Medicine, is the hospitals. The menu. Who wrote the menu? If you ever go into a hospital and see the food that's being fed to the people, it is outright frightening. And these menus are written by so-called dietitians, whose training was the same training that an MD gets in med school. And so they know nothing about nutrition at all. Med schools offer elective courses in nutrition, elective courses, three-hour elective courses. So doctors know nothing about nutrition. So
you look at Linus Pauling. How many times did he win the Nobel Prize? They know that real vitamin C, not the chemical derivative, as you know, doctor, just has magical effects on cancer, and it's what your skin's made out of. As people would get scurvy if they didn't eat it, and their teeth would fall out, and they die. And most Americans aren't getting enough vitamin C. I mean, I know you've written about that. I mean, can you talk about vitamin C alone?
Oh, yeah. Well, vitamin C, of course, the real one, like you said. Most of the vitamin C in the markets, like your Walgreens and Walmarts, that's all synthetic. That's made from synthetic corn. You want to get the real vitamin C. Vitamin C, that's like stuff like camu, rose hips, things of that sort. And the vitamin C is so powerful. As soon as the body absorbs it, like you said, the skin tightens. The skin gets real elastic also. And then the immune system is boosted. Of course, it's anti-inflammatory. So vitamin C alone prevents heart attacks. So Dr. Linus Pauling did tremendous research on it. He was scrutinized before he died. And vitamin C needs to be used every day by everyone.
Maybe we should just talk about the positive stuff you and others have discovered that on record works. But, I mean, let's continue with the carnage. Let's expose them, and I'll try to shut up. Just so many points you bring up, I want to back you up. And then let's get into the good news. But go ahead.
Oh, well, as I was stating about the hospitals and basically the foods that they serve people, you can't get nobody well on white flour, white sugar, tap water, microwave foods, hydrogenated oils, sucralose, Splenda, canola oil, all this stuff is in hospital foods. And you wonder why the people end up checking in and don't check out. It's almost like a roach motel, you know, those little things you put down next to your wall and roaches check in, don't check out. People are like that in hospitals. And the name hospital comes from the St. John's of the Hospitalers. You got to read the research of that. And, you know, when they killed you back in the day, they used to lay a single rose on your pillow. That's what the concept of bringing roses. You never want to bring cut roses to someone that you're visiting who is sick, because you're giving off the essence of death. So you always want to bring a live plant. But the hospital, the MD, who is considered by most people as a god, I call them medical deities, misdirected, or
it's a priest. It's a priesthood.
You better believe it's a priesthood. They want you to be born in their temple and die in their temple, and their temple is the hospital. So the doctor's average age, MD's average age, is about 59 years. Okay, so just not being a doctor, you can average about 14 more years of life here in America.
And by the way, I got to back you up again. In court pleadings, you pray. It's a Roman civil court. He wears the black robes of Saturn. Judges will tell you this. This is even taught in law books. And that's all a temple as well. This is a cult, but medicine. Please continue.
Oh, yes, no doubt. Because all the court systems are under the British Admiralty regulations. Anyway, bar. And most of the flags have gold fringes. So, but the hospitals, the centers of death, and you see they're being built everywhere.
Well, that's why they call it hospice, where you go to die. They're using the right name. Go ahead.
Right. Exactly. So, as I stated, the only reason you would want to visit one is for emergency reasons. And then it comes down to when you get there, they set you up in all these tests. Every time they take a test on you, I don't care if it's MMR or CAT scan or any type of test, the doctor gets a kickback, $300-$400, and that's why they always prescribing them. And then they send them off to their buddies. That's why you got to see specialists now, because everyone needs to get a little piece of you so they can keep that money chain going. And so when you go in, if you're going, I know some of you are still using your HMOs and your PPOs and all these different health management systems, because that's what they are. They're there to manage your disease. You've got to be aware that when you go in, it's like a recruitment scheme to scare you. They create fear S-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, and then they got you. I call it the web. Once they got you on one hand, then they got you on the other hand, they create the fear, you go in, get the test says this, and they start you on the drug.
By the way, I have a good friend who has a lovely, I've known her for about 2 years, 24-year-old girlfriend, totally healthy, exercises, whatever, and she went to the hospital for a checkup. They told her she might have some cancer. They cut out part of her guts. She's been on chemo now for a year and a half, and her kidneys are failing. They're killing her.
Wow. Wow.
And
that's horrible. And just to mention, you said about the kidneys. You know, 90% of the kidney dialysis are being used by African Americans in America. And I've labeled the machine the Negro machine because it's that they're popping up on corners almost like liquor stores, and they're everywhere. Every time I turn down the street, there's a new dialysis center coming up, and those things are a cash cow, big money.
And that's because they teach people to only drink Coca-Cola and iced tea, eat all this processed deadly stuff full of GMO. And it's not just black folks particularly hitting them, because it's tailored for that. Everybody, Hispanics, whites, all the numbers are exploding. These plagues, and they know that. I mean, look at Pedialyte. It's for your baby, full of aspartame. Look, when you go in the baby store, it says water for kids with nutrients they need, fluoride added, and it's at 4 parts per million, when 1 part per million will, they admit, give you massive bone cancer in children. They admit this. But, see, they know what they're doing. Oh, we just for your baby, aspartame, just for your baby, they need fluoride. Go ahead.
Yes, no doubt. And they set our babies up with these 36 so-called mandatory vaccinations. They want to lay on them as soon as they come out of the womb. The MMR vaccine, that's where you're getting all your autism from. And your DPT vaccine is where you get your SIDS. This stuff is so deadly. And they want to act like it's something that's mysterious. Oh, where is this coming from?
You know, a lot of times, as you know, doctor, the children have a convulsion in the hospital, and the parents, or they have it in the car at home that night, and then they arrest the parents saying, you shook your baby to death because there's blood on the brain, when all the studies show it causes an autoimmune response. So they don't just kill your kid or brain damage him, then they arrest you. Even better, now the police get money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shaking baby syndrome. I had a brother, Alan Yorick, down in Florida had that issue. And a lot of other families have had that issue. And, no doubt. The mercury, they call it Thimerosal now. You know, they said, oh, we took all the mercury out, but Thimerosal is what they put in there. And you read the ingredients on Thimerosal and it's 50% mercury. So these guys are satanic murderers.
Yep.
And they're so evil. And the CDC is part of it, the Center for Disease Creation. The AMA, the American Murder Association, all of them are all behind this, and Big Pharma and those pediatricians who knowingly know they're jabbing and sticking our little babies with these poisons and toxins. You know, our parents, we sit up and say, don't do drugs, do not do drugs. And then we go and rush them down to the arms of somebody and stick drugs into their arms. Criminal.
Injectors. Not to mention the cancer viruses and DNA and microplasm they admit, but please continue, doctor.
Yes, as you did mention earlier, the childhood cancers and childhood diabetes didn't even exist 20 years ago. Didn't even exist until they started this massive routine vaccination, and this is where this stuff is coming from. The swine flu vaccine, which was laced with the SV40 simian virus back in the 50s and 60s. So it's those who came up during that time frame, most likely you have these latent cancers now appearing in your lifestyle. And the people are wondering where it comes from.
And by the way, they admit that over 200 million Americans with polio alone, and then the swine flu and others, were given this. And these were cancers that didn't exist. These rare cancers are now everywhere, and they go, and every person that gets it, they go, oh, you have the SV40. They admit it's killing you. Just enjoy yourself, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing that's so irritating. They're so blatant openly with it, and they kind of brag about it. You know, like the number one killer in America is doctors, and they admit it on their AMA pages. You know, we killed over 500,000 people last year, and so what? And then they even make jokes about it. I mean, they're so blatant with their arrogance and evil, but yet the American people, for some reason, are caught up into that white coat. I mean, that white coat that the MD wears is the same coat that a butcher wears, and they both do the same thing.
Well said. Now, take my dad as a dentist and oral surgeon. I remember him when I went to get my driver's license. He said, "Son, don't sign the organ donor part of that." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, a lot of hospitals here in Dallas will kill you if you ever have a car wreck or something, and if you're not that hurt, because they can get a couple hundred grand. Now it's close to $1 million. You know, that was 20 years ago or more. I'm getting old." And I kind of laughed at him. And then I saw it on 60 Minutes where hospitals were killing people and for their organs. And I remember my dad, you know, reading medical reports in the 80s saying age was engineered and things. So when you do talk to medical professionals, at least when they're older, they all know about this. It's the younger ones that don't. I mean, are you saying all the doctors know what they're doing? Or I mean, I think they're all like on a godlike power trip and they're kind of scared of the AMA and they just do what they're told.
I believe the ones maybe in the early years, your 40 and 50 ones, those guys who got that training from that era, I think they have more of a sense of a ethical, moral type of way they approach their profession. And the control isn't where it was as it is now. The young guys are going in there, young girls, and basically they're all going into the profession because of the dollar.
I agree with you. 10 years ago, they took away the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Right, right. There's a great movie out called that, Do No Harm, right, with Meryl Streep. And so they go into this profession, and I think it's all money-driven. And of course, they're wined and dined from first year of med school all the way through, and lavish boat rides and all that stuff. So when they come out, the drug of choice is the one that took me out to dinner. And then they promoting, and then the pharmaceutical reps come in, and they don't even read the inserts. They just say, "Oh, yeah, we got this today, and why don't you try this out?" And then the commercials, oh, my God. Every commercial you see today is promoting drugs.
I literally half of them on the nightly news. Stay there. He's the author of Medicine, S-I-N, and we'll give you his website when we come back on how to get the book. You're in Atlanta, the great Nubian bookstore, but it's this book needs to be everywhere. I read it, couldn't put it down. Very powerful, and I want to thank Mr. Williams there for recommending the book to us. Dr. Whitaker is our guest. We'll come right back to him after this quick break. I got him for a whole other hour coming up, and your phone calls, and I'm going to read this AP article. People don't trust us. They're not taking the shots.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Medicines with an S.net is his website. And your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Scott Whitaker is our guest. Okay, I know I'm jumping in a lot here. It's just it amazes me this much carnage is going on. And as you said, it's getting worse now. I discovered my film Endgame that it all is eugenics. That was the dominant thing, you know, 60, 70 years ago. They went underground because Hitler embarrassed them. That's why they brought the Nazis over here. They'd actually learned it from us. And this is what they're carrying out through compartmentalization. But please continue, sir.
Oh, yeah, that was the Project Paperclip, Operation Paperclip, where they brought those evil scientists over here and continued their eugenics. But the, you know, the current status in regards to our health is definitely affected when you go and get vaccinated. So all those people out there who are using so-called flu vaccine, you know, which is amazing to me, you know, from October to March, supposedly this flu is floating around the air and landing on people and all this kind of stuff. So I always ask myself, well, what is it doing between April and September? It goes on vacation? Is it in the Bahamas? I mean, where is it then? Why don't they talk about it then? So it is all a scam. And from my research, those people who use the flu vaccine, and 5 years consecutively, if you had a flu shot, you have about 99% chance you're going to develop Alzheimer's because it's so much aluminum in that flu vaccine. But of course, we have the chelators, the heavy metal chelators, from using the herbal kingdom to clean the body of the aluminum and offset that. But stay away from the flu. If you want to avoid the so-called flu, you stop eating white flour, white sugar, Coca-Cola, McDoodles, Burger King, and Crispy Grease, and you'd be okay.
Continue, because the biggest thing is the food and the water, isn't it?
Oh, the food. The greatest threat right now to mankind is the tampering of our food, which is going on daily. I mean, I can't see all mainstream media every single day. They're coming out with some type of new genetic food that they want to put on the market. 80% of the foods now in all supermarkets are all genetic, in terms of your produce, and even your meats now are cloned. Cloned meat is now in the market, and they won't even label it for us. They won't just lay it up there like it's looking like a real steak, and it's not. So you got to be very careful on the meats that you select. They've been spraying them with viruses, live viruses. Talking about they want to protect us from listeria. These individuals who are behind this, which is, of course, the FDA, your Department of Health, and these corporations, biotech corporations, and the main one being Monsanto, probably the most satanic corporation on the planet.
Let me stop you there, because we're, again, 6 years ago, they legalized, because there's so much E. coli in the slaughterhouses, instead of just cleaning the meat or keeping it clean, they radiate it, which kills it, and then the studies how it goes through your body and clogs everything up and has no value. Then they spray it, and the Latin word, as you know, doctor, is virus-eating bacteria. That's the Latin, if you translate right. It to Latin is the name. And they baste it, and so it's a vaccine. They grow it in these big vats. Other bacteria and viruses are in it. It's grown on the base vaccines. They then put into larger brews. It's like brewing yeast, basically. They right. grow it mainly on dead humans, dead babies. The big plants are in Europe. They use dead babies and dead monkeys and things like that. This is mainstream news. And then they spray that on all the meat now. And people that don't believe me, just Google spraying live viruses on meat. I just wanted to back you up on that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And also the ingredients of vaccines themselves, formaldehyde, propylene glycol, aborted fetal tissue, mercury, aluminum. What does that got to do with health? Nothing. So realize, people, that the only one that vaccine benefit is the manufacturer who made them. There is no benefit at all in vaccination.
Dr. Scott Whitaker, stay there. Back in 70 seconds to continue. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, fourth and final hour of this Friday edition. Webster Tarpley, for a full 2 hours, will be in studio with me on the 4 to 6 p.m. abbreviated Sunday show we do, and he'll be in with us for about an hour and a half on Monday before he goes and gets on a plane down the road from here. Flies back to D.C. He's flying in tomorrow here to Austin, Texas for the second Obama film I'm making. I'll announce details of the film, the name of the film, next week. It'll be released on July 4th. Because the New World Order is betting everything they got on him to sucker the public back into their whole agenda. It's not going to work. They even got him trying to promote Africa and saying, trust me, take the shots. I've even got that in the mainstream news today. And I want to go over that some on air. Continuing, sir, you just dropped bombshell after bombshell, doctor.
Yes, also want to give a shout-out to Brother Marcus there, Nubian Books, for even allowing this to happen, take place.
Well, no, I'm just glad he told me about the book and we got one because, I mean, there's so many great people that I don't even know about that you don't know about getting us all together. Speaking of Barack Obama, I mean, you studied this whole situation. Would this wicked establishment let a real good president, whether he was black, white, purple, polka dotted, I mean, would they let a good guy in?
No, not at all. Of course, when you look at history and history of presidents, you will see that they're all bloodline, all related, and that they anyone who steps outside of their of the line that they're supposed to tote is eliminated. We can go back to Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, Garfield, and of course Kennedy. All these guys went up against the international bankers, and of course they were eliminated. So Obama is just a face piece. He is just someone who is there to give hope, calm the masses down, and then present himself, at least to certain people, as a so-called messiah, which is very laughable at best. So, no, they won't let any so-called good guy get into that position at all. That position is there for tyranny, oppression, and to keep people confused, and definitely let Big Pharma and Big Oil do what they do.
Look at what he's doing with Africa. I mean, he's now saying AfriCorps. They want to put troops in Africa. He's doubling the funding for the vaccines and abortions in Africa. I mean, the globalists love him because Africa, according to the news, is not trusting the establishment anymore, rightly so. They say, oh, the Africans are ignorant and backward. They think the vaccines have cancer and HIV in them, when there's Nobel Prize winners that have studied it and say it's in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we study the oppression of colonization, and America going over there doing their thing, British going over there doing their thing, every other country going over and using Africa as a doormat, and taking all the resources, killing the people with biological weapons, giving them genetic food, that's not going to help anybody. And he's going over there as a philanthropist, peacemaker, and all he's going over there to do is to set up those governments so that they can keep sapping those natural resources, keeping the people in strife and conflict between tribals, tribal wars, and then so they can pillage the whole continent of Africa as they've been doing before.
I'm sure you've seen the Senate letter that got leaked, and Obama admits it's real, where in Kenya, he was trying, through Odinga, his cousin, to get the Muslims and Christians killing each other to bring the nation down. I mean, that is evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've always used, you know, they'll try to say, you know, people say, oh, religion is the cause of war. No, it's not the case. There's the case where you have these agents, provocateurs, going in, creating conflict between two different groups, and so they can fight and kill each other off. It works perfectly.
Okay, and, doctor, start over with that, because you got interrupted by the break. Start over with these Asian provocateurs when we come back, and we're going to talk one more segment and start taking calls. I got to have you back as a regular guest. The book is Meta Sin, and we'll have him tell you directly the best place to get it. Give it to everybody you know, ladies and gentlemen, because you can save lives. We're turning the corner. We're waking people up. I'm going to read part of this AP report and get Dr. Whitaker's take on that.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Scott Whitaker, I want you to start over because you got interrupted by the break, explaining what agent provocateurs, what front men do in society, and continue with other comments on what Barack Obama's doing, because one of the biggest group of listeners we have per capita, now for 12% of the population, we're way overrepresented with listeners of black Americans, because they know not to trust the system. They've seen the scams. A lot of Americans are fat, dumb, and happy and think this is, you know, everything's fine. But now under Obama, you know, they're really buying into the government health care. Everybody is, but they're really buying into, hey, I can trust Barack Obama. And I'm going, no, he's controlled by eugenicists. He's increasing the attacks on Africa. And Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates is behind him. His dad heads Planned Parenthood, where she openly called black people weeds that had to be exterminated and taught Hitler everything he knew, Margaret Sanger. And then all these black high schools, one I went to, because I lived by White Rock Lake when I was in first grade, my kindergarten. And, you know, the school is probably 60% black. And it was Margaret Sanger kindergarten. And they had a statue of her out there in Dallas. So this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Can you speak directly, particularly to black folks, but everybody else? And, you know, how do we get them to listen? But that secondarily, finish up with what you were saying about Obama and Africa and agent provocateurs.
Yes. Of course, they're using a black face, okay, in terms of externally showing a black face so that, the rest of the world, I guess, was tired of seeing a white face colonize them. So they figured, I guess, a black face would be better. And so they're using this image of this man and using it as a sign of a peace. You know, we're coming to help you. That type of philanthropic, benevolence. And, it's all a sham, a game. It's like his universal health care, that he's trying to promote, that Hillary Clinton trying to promote. That's all a scam. What that's going to do is say that the only medicine or only drugs that you can use is ours, the medical establishment. They want to eliminate naturopathic doctors like myself. I'm sure they'll try to limit chiropractic care, acupuncture, and just affect the whole natural healing community. And that universal health care is very, very serious, because you won't be able to do anything else but go to them. I mean, they'll put herbs and vitamins as prescriptions. And we've got Codex Alimentarius possibly going into effect at the end of this year, 09, which is they're calling all vitamins toxins. So this is very sinister and satanic. And then they'll promote biotech. More genetic foods will be coming on the market every single day. And by the time you look up, your whole market would be nothing but Frankenfoods, Frankenstein.
Well, there's another example. With this eugenics agenda, that, like, oh, it's a great thing. We're fighting to get this establishment health care, and then it's killing you once you go in there, and they call it a practice, as they practice their art on you like you're guinea pigs. I mean, that's what this is all about. So specifically, this is about them forcing vaccines. They've already, the FDA, as you know, came out and just listed a type of B vitamin as prescription. So they're going to say, oh, you got to get a prescription for that.
Exactly. Exactly. They skillfully do it. And they tried it there in New Jersey and Maryland. Gunpoint medicine there with the students who didn't want to be vaccinated. They took them to court with AK-47. So this stuff is on the move. It's coming to your town. It's very serious. This legislation, this the new one just came out. This H.R. 875. They're going to eliminate all organic farming. You can't have farmers markets anymore. You can't even grow vegetables in your backyard. Very dangerous. That lady that's putting that up, what's her name? Republican, Rosa DeLauro. Her husband is Stanley Greenberg, who works for Monsanto. So these people are satanic and evil and murderers.
That's right.
Monsanto is the most satanic corporation on the planet.
I don't want to interrupt you because we hit that break earlier. You were talking about Monsanto. Take your time. Get into Monsanto right now for folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, Monsanto. I broke that name down. It means mono Satan, one Satan, very satanic. They're the ones that gave us Agent Orange and RBGH, growth hormone, Thimerosal, and all these different chemicals that now we see in the market that's going into our bodies. Monsanto was behind most of it. If you go rent the movie Damien Omen 3, and when they talk about Thorn Corporation, separate, take Thorn and put Monsanto in the same place, and you see what's going on. They want to control the whole food supply of the world. Anybody who can sit in a laboratory and make a food that only makes a seed that only produces one time, then you have to go back to that company to get the seed again, is satanic. So you got these Terminator seeds that they produce and given to these farmers on these genetic soils. It produces one yield, and then that farmer has to go back to Monsanto begging for a seed to go plant again for the following year. So it's a controlled food supply, and people have to get back to the basics and learning how to grow their own food and supporting their local organic farmers. Very, very important.
Well, Doctor, I saw a report out of Oklahoma with one of their major cities with a city councilman saying people are planting gardens. I don't know if we can trust them to do that. We need to inspect their gardens and have licenses to have a garden in your backyard or a community garden because you might grow marijuana. See, that's guilty until proven innocent, where we're all prisoners. Speak to that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, and how that ties into the federal bill that openly bans organic farming, selling eggs on the street corner. There's SWAT teaming the Amish, selling milk or eggs, and people with food pantries. They really do want to shut this down, and Obama, it was, again, no matter who's in office, it just expands, but it's expanding under him. And then Monsanto brought us through Searle, their subsidiary, aspartame, now in over 10,000 foods.
Yes. And that was brought in by Donald Rumsfeld. And you know how criminal he was. But, yeah, this H.R. 875, that's what that's for. That's to eliminate the organic farmers, your farmers markets, selling foods on the corner. They're trying to eliminate all that because they know the people want real food today, and they're tired of this genetic stuff. They're growing fruits and vegetables that they pick green, they put them into a fumigation center, fumigate them, then put them on the market. That's why the citrus fruits today taste so horrible if you buy them from the regular stores, and they have no nutritional value whatsoever. That's why you gotta eat about 100 of them just to get vitamin A or vitamin C out of them. So these biotech companies, these big pharma, vaccination, the cloned meat people are all tied in together. They all sit together thinking of how they can capitalize on us, and at the same time, and when we get sick, we got to go to them anyway, and then they give us more drugs. So it's just chemicals after chemicals. It goes back to IG Farben there in Germany, the German plant who was now Bayer, who during World War II wasn't even bombed. That whole place was told not to touch, and today IG Farben, which is today Bayer, is nothing but a chemical company, and these chemicals are nothing but drugs, and drugs is what controls all the medical schools in America.
Well, remember Bayer Pharmaceutical and scores of subsidiaries for more than a decade, when they knew every shot of Factor VIII for the hemophiliacs and others was filled with HIV and filled with all types of hepatitis and other things, and they knew it, and their memos came out, even MSNBC reported it, and they knowingly shipped it out, infecting millions. That isn't just greed. This is what they believe in.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They, I mean, we're dealing with some people here. I actually believe one day they're actually going to try to shoot a rocket at the sun. I mean, these people are absolutely barbaric, satanic. They care nothing about human life. It's almost like they're, reptiles or something, because they have no emotions. And, it's so sad because the American population and some who are so caught up on CNN, the criminal news network, and, anything that comes out that they say, they just follow it. I really don't understand that, especially when you ask me about, African American people here and how they've been tricked into this Messiah image. And we know the history of America and what it did to our ancestors, bringing us here, working us to death, didn't pay nobody. Then in the 60s came and killed all of our leaders, King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, and always setting up roadblocks and tricks, COINTELPRO, and things of that sort. So to actually think that today that anything has changed because of a new face has entered into office is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, then look at how he's gone back. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. That's all he did. He said that he wasn't going to keep detainees without rights. Then all the headlines, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. He's protecting Bush and blocking congressional investigations of all the crimes Bush committed. He's launching all these new wars. He's got all these top globalists like Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski in there. He's increasing the eugenics funding in Asia, Africa, Latin America. And then I see white folks, black folks, whatever. It's like they're in a cult. They're like, I just love him. He's Jesus. And I'm like, no, you got to understand this is a blackface on the New World Order. They are trying to fool you. And now they say, yeah, well, Obama had to lie to get into office, but I still like him. Man, they're in trouble.
They're in big trouble. You know, it goes back to that. You know, I watch a lot of documentaries and movies. And, of course, I got my Obama deception here and telling everybody about it because it's outstanding. That movie that came out a while back called Sicko,
yes,
Michael Moore, that was promoting universal health care. And if you know Michael Moore, his agent is Rahm Emanuel's brother. So I'm very curious about who's controlling Michael Moore and what he's putting out.
Well, stay there. I want to talk more about that because, yeah, like they had the movie Blood Diamond about, ooh, there's these evil diamonds that cause slavery in Africa. But what they don't tell you is the big diamond company, the big monopoly, runs those, and they don't want Africans to be able to have their own diamonds. So it's the name of helping Africa, but it actually tells the truth halfway but doesn't. Well, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Segment right now, long segment coming up, going directly to your phone calls when we start the next segment, so be sure and stay with us. Medicine.net is the website if you want to check it out and get his fine book. I wanted to get to this article before we go to calls. Now listen to this desperate propaganda, and I see this all over the news every day. I hear it on BBC Radio, on XM in my car, all over the world, from Middle East to Asia to Europe to the United States to England. But in places like Africa, more than half people refuse. They'll even pay them to take the vaccines, and they say no. They'll pay them to take GMO crops and plant them. They say no, because people are getting wise. Listen to this. Associated Press: vaccine refusals spur outbreak fears. But if you supposedly have already taken the vaccine, you're protected, which you're really not. Actually gives you the disease in many cases. That's admitted. Then why would you need to take it? But listen to this. You know, because other people, why does it matter if you've taken it and other people haven't? You're protected. A widespread scare about vaccine side effects in Ukraine has led to a sharp drop in immunizations that could result in disease outbreaks spreading beyond the former Soviet Republic, international and local health officials say. Hundreds of thousands of fearful Ukrainians have refused vaccines for diseases such as diphtheria, mumps, polio, hepatitis B, tuberculosis, whooping cough, and others this year, according to an official estimates. Authorities have canceled a UN-backed measles and rubella vaccination campaign funded by U.S. philanthropist Ted Turner, who's a eugenicist, and at a press club dinner said, "We need to get rid of all these GD useless feeders," a Hitler quote. Big public eugenicist says, "Get rid of 80% of us," in Time magazine, but he's got a shot for you, just like the heads of Planned Parenthood, his daddy, Bill Gates' daddy. I've got a Bill Moyers with him talking about getting rid of people, Bill Gates. Oh, but he wants to give you shots because he loves you. It goes, authorities have canceled the UN-backed measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination campaign because 9 million people refused that. So that's just one shot program, and they said, no, we're not taking it. I never thought I'd see the day where perfectly good vaccines were being destroyed, said Michael Bakakov, of spokesman for UNICEF. Around the world, health officials say they are struggling with the repercussions of vaccine fears they call unwarranted and dangerous. And then it says, a bunch of people have been dying from vaccines in Ukraine, and so that's why they won't take it. And they said in northern Nigeria, there's a boycott of polio shots, believing HIV's in it. Well, they were caught doing that. They caught them, UN workers, and this was mainstream news in Libya, and they had whole wards of kids getting HIV who never had sex, and they caught them with it in there. And I mean, this is going on, and the whole article is trying to spin this and say it's not good, that people aren't taking it, but this is great news that all over the world people are saying, I'm not going to touch your stuff. Dr. Whitaker.
I love that. When I hear stuff like that, that means that people are listening, waking up, and refusing to let poisons be injected into their bodies, into their family's body. And of course, they're going to always spin the media to make it seem like they're doing something wrong or something bad. Like a couple of these parents here in the States who refused to be have their children vaccinated. And like I said, they were forced at gunpoint, AK-47s, to go to the downtown court in New Jersey and in Maryland, and almost made to take these vaccines.
By the way, I had the state attorney on. This was predominantly black kids that were making do this, and he was black. And he laughed and said, I don't vaccinate my children. But I said, there's no law to take vaccines, is there? And he said, no. But they still told him it was the law and had police with M16s and police dogs. We had reporters there, and it was on the national news. Thousands lined up being forcibly injected when there's no law. If that isn't a bankrupt, fraudulent government, what is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got these boot-licking Uncle Tom, so-called Negro leaders who will protect the establishment. They're called the Boule, and these are probably some of the worst people ever in terms of black leadership, and they do nothing but help the establishment keep everybody else down while they benefit from all the other perks that they receive, and they are some of the worst people on earth.
But why would the guy even admit he doesn't vaccinate his kids and then snicker about it?
Oh, because he knows how foolish it is to even do it, and so he knows the laws. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go on and make you guys do it, but I definitely won't do it. Just like 75% of the doctors were interviewed and asked them would they do chemotherapy, and they said no. But they'll give it to their patients.
Yeah, stay there. Calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Some folks are born silver spoon in their hand, though they help themselves.
Some folks are born made the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
We're going to go to Scott, Nathan, Doesn't Exist, Brandon, Brian, and others here in just a moment. George Humphrey hadn't even seen the Obama deception. He's been out of town. He's in the Obama deception. He just popped into the office. Maybe I'll wrangle him into being in the Obama deception, too, real quick. Quick interview. And may have him pop in for a few minutes right here at the end of the show. I'm definitely going to have Dr. Scott Whitaker back on the show in the near future. We're about to go right back to him in a moment. First, some of the sponsors that I believe in that have made this radio show possible. The globalists bring us into a full-bore depression. 90%+ of people aren't self-sufficient. All hell's going to break loose. And so you need to get high-quality, non-GMO, grown right here in the U.S. foods. The place to do that is eFoodsDirect.com. They have three-day supplies, a little tester kit just to try out their great food. They've got year supply, month supplies, water filters, you name it. Really high-quality, folks, high-quality food. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633. They've also are now looking for regional distributors that want to get involved. They've never done that before. This company's been around almost 30 years. So check that out at eFoodsDirect.com. Also, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And there is a war on against non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. They're big companies like Monsanto are buying them all up and destroying them or putting them in seed vaults, as the news has reported. So go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. Get your own high-quality non-GMO non-hybrid seeds, SurvivalSeedBank.com, one word, or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. And lastly, the atmospheric water generator. There's water in the air, folks. You don't have to drink it out of the tap with the fluoride or put it through a filter and hope it cuts it out. You grab it out of the water, no fluoride, no nothing. Goes through seven different filters after that. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Neutral pH. 800-691-6043. Ecola Blue. 800-691-6043 or ecoloblue.com. They are just fabulous, folks. We love the unit. Folks that are getting them love the units. I have one here at the office and my home. Ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043. Doctor, I want to go to calls right now. But where is the best place for folks to get your book, Medicine? I've seen several websites with your book.
Oh, the main website is www.medicines.net. That's MEDISINS.net.
Medicines with an S, dot net.
Yes.
Medicines.net. We've got that up on the screen at prisonplanet.tv. You know, I think we're turning the corner. People are really starting to wake up now everywhere. There is a massive quickening happening. That's good news, but the establishment is moving in, jumping on us with both feet, trying to put us back in the box.
Oh, it's no doubt. There's no doubt. They realize that through the internet, through your show, and other activists out there who are trying to awaken the population, and they have to shut that all off. With agent provocateurs, silly movies and silly TV shows to keep your mind on that stuff, which is really not entertainment, but detainment. It keeps you detained. So this stuff is very serious. They use mind control almost every day. I'm sure that if people saw the movie Eagle Eye, they could see that they can tap into your personal life at any time with just that cell phone.
Absolutely. Let's go to phone calls. Scott in Maryland, where they had machine gun point, force 1,500 children to be vaccinated with no law. You're on the air, Scott.
Hi. You know, I think the world is not so black and white as your guest is portraying it. I'm an oncologist, and there's a 90% cure rate for testicular cancer. If a young guy has testicular cancer and he, because he listens to your guest, does not go to a doctor, there's a good chance he's going to die, where he has a 90% cure rate. Does your guest have that kind of treatment success with, you know, vitamins? I don't think so.
Let me just throw this out to you. I know there are good doctors and good people, and we talked about that earlier, like my dad. The issue here is we know with certain cancers, like testicular or prostate, that you have an 80-90% cure rate with those. I also know my grandmother went and had a CAT scan as a regular checkup. They said she had lung cancer. They cut her lung out. They screwed her heart up and everything. And they said, oh, it was just a ball of dirt in there. It was just where a blood vessel had burst. So she didn't have that. And then there's a 20-something-year-old, you know, girlfriend, one of my good friends, who's dying right now under the chemotherapy. I mean, all these kids are getting cancer. I mean, they give homeless people the bird flu shot and they die. That's London Telegraph. I mean, certainly there's a lot of evil going on here. But you know what? I'm not going to interrupt you. Go. You've been holding. Make your point, Scott.
Well, for certain cancers like testicular and lymphoma, they have an 80 and 90% cure rate. So just not all cancers are untreatable. Solid tumor malignancies, advanced metastatic, they have basically there's no known standard cure for that. So, you know, I'll give you that. The other thing is that I'm interested in integrative medicine, and Dr. Dean Ornish has a program for reversing heart disease with diet and exercise. Medicare is going to start paying for it in January 2010, and so I think there is some, you know, integrative medicine is coming to the fore in many circles, and Medicare
because people are demanding it. Just like 10 years ago, everybody started converting over to organic food, so the feds changed the standards where something doesn't have to be organic to say organic. They're trying to shut down. I agree that a lot of doctors in regular medical science want to have a more holistic thing and look at other things, but I mean, the horror stories of malpractice and drug. I mean, they know Prozac causes psychotic breaks. Why are they pushing it on kids? I mean, I know the eugenicists run the top of the thing. But you made some points, Dr. Whitaker. Dr. Whitaker, you want to comment to the oncologist?
Well, all he mentioned was testicular cancer, and what was the other one? Lymphoma. I've done both of those, 100% cure rate, so I don't understand his point.
I would like to see your statistics. I highly doubt that that's the case. I mean, have you done a controlled trial? Have you actually done a scientific study?
You doubt it.
You're the arrogant person, sir. I mean, I'm a researcher.
Why would I have to doubt it? If you said you did that, I believe you. Why? I'm not doubting you.
Well, I mean, I'd like you to publish your results. You know, I would like you to draw up a study so I can.
There are a lot of medical studies, though, about the power of different vitamins and minerals and plant extracts. I mean, that's out there.
Yes, but there's a lot of synthetic vitamin studies that have been negative lately, and they've gotten most of the attention. Now, I'm interested in, you know, diet and a healthy, holistic approach, and I'd point people to the Ornish program if they want, a scientifically proven program that has some science behind it. I have had patients come to me with, going to a naturopathic doctor, coming out with 30 vitamin pills to take a day. I don't think that's, and then their diet is not emphasized. So, you know,
there's a lot of quacks on all sides out there. But,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
My whole issue is when I go to have a baby at the local hospital, they're sitting there with a nurse hooked into the health department asking my wife if we've got enough money or if I'm mean to her, not telling my wife this is a police interview and they're going to seize my new baby if my wife makes one wrong move. So I'm just saying the system is predatory. I'm not saying that the doctors individually are all bad. But any other comments to that, Scott?
I've had that training. Basically, you're looking for child abuse, and it's not, I mean, it's all in the guise of good intentions. So, I mean,
yeah, but it's not. They're not telling you you're in a police interview. That's going directly. You know, look, it's a grid. I mean, have you read the studies where the Rockefellers figured out most cancers viral, and they're a bunch of eugenicists? I mean, these people are psychos. I know what they're doing. We've proven that.
Well, I have not read this particular.
Why do you think all these children? As an oncologist, are you denying that there's now explosive juvenile diseases like, of cancers that never before was seen?
You know, I'd have to go back to the Sears data on that. I'm not a pediatric oncologist, but, you know, I believe that the incidence of cancer has greatly increased since 1940s. Now, it's starting to decline in the last decade, but only a very small amount. But, yes, since the 1940s, there has been a large...
Yeah, it's humped up and then planed off because of survivability in the statistics I've seen. I'm no doctor. I just read the medical journals. I read it all. But, listen, Scott, send an email to Rob D. at Infowars.com, this Deed Ornish. We'll look into that. We have all views on here, and I appreciate you holding. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, that was Scott from Maryland. We go back to Dr. Scott Whitaker. I mean, that guy was not half as arrogant as most medical people are, was he?
Well, you know, just the fact that he would immediately just blow mine off is like, oh, yeah, I doubt that, you know. And he carries on with his jargon. But, you know, with them, everything has to be a scientific model. It's like they go to school, and if it doesn't fit into this certain box, then they don't believe it.
Okay, well, here's a scientific model. I know with the Searle, owned by Monsanto, headed up by Rumsfeld, this is, I've read the actual scans of the reports. They fed it in the milk to the rhesus monkeys, and almost all of them died. I mean, it was killing them. And then they still used that data and turned it around and got approval with payoffs in Congress for that.
Oh, I'm sure. And, you'll have the individuals like we just had who promote that and say they've made the scientific discoveries.
Well, I don't know if he's backing that up, but it's pretty crazy. Nathan in Las Vegas. Nathan, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing? This is actually Nathan from Los Angeles, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, they told me Las Vegas, but go ahead.
Well, anyways, yeah, I was calling because I had a question that I actually ran by a few people over the last year or so, but I just never can get an answer. And I've done the research, and I'm just baffled on this. What is, does dental shots or tetanus shots carry anything that I should be worried about?
Tetanus shots, it's been in mainstream newspapers. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 5 years ago, I forget the exact. But, I mean, mainstream European papers, you can pull this up. I've had medical doctors on, scores of them, basically saying what this naturopathic doctor is saying right now. But in India and Africa, major firms, universities, tested from multiple manufacturers. Okay, it wasn't an accident. A very expensive female hormone. Just had Montif on talking about it earlier this week. He's a medical doctor. And they tested it. And so you get an autoimmune response to the tetanus and to that hormone that's released at the start of the second trimester, causing a violent miscarriage and autoimmune inflammation in the organ that releases the hormone. Would you like to speak to that, the tetanus shot?
Oh, no doubt. It also is another form of causing infertility. It doesn't allow the egg to attach and causes many problems in women. The tetanus shot is a very toxic, contains mercury, so avoid it at all costs. People did back in the day, and my grandma, what they did, they ever punctured their foot with anything like that, they would just take a penny, put it at the puncture wound, and draw the poison out, and that's what they did.
Well, when I step on stuff, because I've had a tetanus shot when I was little, but I've had puncture wounds, I just get a knife out, put it over the flame, and then just stick that sucker in there and get it bleeding. So I mean, I guess people don't want to do that, but I just get it going and get it bleeding.
Hey. Dental. I was trying to figure out because everybody has to go to the dentist at some point.
You notice they're moving away from the mercury fillings now, towards the other composites that are basically a plastic.
Like, I guess specifically dental shots. You know, like the painkillers.
I don't believe there's any mercury in the Novocaine. That's not a vaccine. No. That's just a drug.
That's just a drug to deaden the nerve. But the dental profession also is no less evil than the American Medical Association, because promoting fluoride and mercury and putting that in people's mouths is satanic at best.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I'd get the fluoride wash, and I get a huge headache afterwards. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Doesn't exist in New Mexico. Interesting name. Go ahead, doesn't exist.
Monsanto doesn't exist. Day after day, I hear people denying the truth on the Alex Jones show. Pontius Pilate asked the question, what is truth? People need to Google The Principle of Contradiction by St. Thomas Aquinas. Something can't exist and not exist at the same time. Also Google the letter, the story of a soul that went to hell. Hello?
Yes, sir, we're listening to you.
Go ahead.
No, you're just talking about how the establishment denies everything. They're still saying there's no compulsory service bill, Glenn Beck says. There's no FEMA camps. Popular Mechanics says so. I appreciate your call. When it's just everywhere in the mainstream media, I've got reports here of all these youth brigades. I've got this, the Army Civilian Police and Security Guard program that I've got to go through. I've got the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. These are 24 camps with Americans in them right now. These are forced labor camps operating now, and no one will. It's at army.mil. Can you speak to just the level of denial we see out there, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, big denial. I remember when the Katrina event happened, when that fiasco took place and FEMA came on board, and so many families were broken up from that. Some they still can't find today, and they set up concentration camps. You know, they sent everybody to the dome to be killed there, but luckily the winds went the other way and that roof didn't cave in. But, these, forces are always, like I said, they're using mind control, they use the media to manipulate thoughts, and then they make you think that what's there is not there, and it really is. These concentration camps are all over. All the military bases that they closed down are now being used as for concentration camps.
And they've introduced bills saying they've already set them up, but to get more funding for them, it says it's on the old bases. What we always told people, but all we're making it up. Glenn Beck, we can trust him. Brandon in Kansas. Brandon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a couple questions, one for each of you, and a couple comments if time permits. My question first to Dr. Whitaker is, what do you know about Lyme disease and its agenda and source? And Alex, what do you know of how it could fit into the globalist agenda?
Because well, I know the answer.
Told me that it has to fit in there somewhere and possibly be the goal of the Tuskegee experiment.
Well, I mean, we have Plum Island. We know it was leaked from there. Even mainstream news says that. It's a zoological experimental level 4 bioweapons lab. They weaponized the Lyme's disease. Go ahead, Doctor.
Oh, yeah. It's strange that the gentleman just asked that. I have just picked up a Lyme disease client last week. And it's definitely a biological weapon. They promoted as some tick landing on you and creating this problem. But that's not a problem that's created by no tick. That is a biological weapon that destroys the nervous system, bacterium. And we've been using the chloride.
Stay there. Final segment. Straight ahead. George Humphrey will pop into.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, can ease computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I mean, take just the Tuskegee experiment. I hate to keep bringing up black folks, but in Maryland, so they're forcing to take the shots. It's where they're shipping the drugs in. They always do it there first, like Tony Brown says. The Tuskegee experiment, not just letting them die of it, but spreading it and giving it to them. That went for 45 years until people exposed it. No, this is sinister at the top, and I want to do a few minutes here with George Humphrey, who just popped in right at the end. But Dr. Whitaker, we're definitely going to have you back on Medicine, S, you know, with an S on the end, .net. We'll have you back. But finish up with the Lyme disease situation.
Yes. Like I said, it's a biological weapon. It was made there on Plum Island there. And it goes back into the 40s. So, yes, it you could relate that to the Tuskegee experiment because that was during that time frame. And it's a bacterium. Laboratory made, destroys the nervous system. And like I said, we've been using, chlorine dioxide to, get the body back in shape with that and a couple of nerving herbs to balance out the system after the person goes through that. But, it's very, debilitating when the person encounters it. It's airborne and, you know, it's just another, satanic weapon being used on the human population by these globalists.
Well, Dr. Whitaker, we will talk to you again in the near future. Godspeed, and thank you for your endorsement of the Obama deception.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mr. Jones, and I'd love to be on your part, too.
Absolutely. We'll have you back on and again. Take care,
okay.
My friend.
Thank you.
It's always great just discovering everyday new freedom fighters who've been out there for years, reaching tens of thousands, if not millions of people. George Humphrey's one of them, author, lecturer, city councilman, degreed economist. You've just agreed, because you're always in California or India or Austin, all over the world, businessman. You're back. You hadn't seen the Obama deception. You've been gone for 3 weeks. Now it's been out for 2 weeks. You said you're hearing about it on the street and phone calls, folks seeing you in it. So you came by to get a copy here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I came back. I've been out of touch. I haven't been looking at computers or listen to phone calls for about 3 weeks, and I come in the other night, and my phone is full of messages from people around the country saying, God, the Obama deception is fabulous. You know, I want to talk to you about it. And so I'm really happy for not only for you, because this is a very, very positive thing, but I'm very happy for the people of this country to be able to see through this thing. What we are facing is the most dangerous period in the history of not only our country, but of the Western culture. And, you know, this Obama, he's a real work of art. And the real danger of Obama is that he is so likable, is that he is so articulate, that he is so charismatic. He is a man of color. He's very, very likable guy. And that is the real danger. And as I say over and over and over again, you've got to judge a tree by its fruit, not by its flower.
And his fruit is bad.
And his fruit is bad. And I have all these friends who are good, good people. They're smart. And they keep going, well, I'm sticking with him. I'm sticking with him. I'm sticking with him. I'm going, look, you know, you were against Bush because of the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Obama's for the war in Iraq and for the war in Afghanistan, and he's for putting missiles in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Georgia, aimed at Russia. This guy is more militaristic than Bush was.
Well, George, we're almost out of time. I just want to, since you're here for 2 weeks, I want to invite you in. Let's go check with my producer for an hour and a half next week in studio.
Absolutely.
But also, I'm going to come out to your house to an interview with you there sometime for the new film we're making. Tarpley's coming in this weekend. He'll be with me in studio from 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday, rebroadcast with all the amazing analysis and guests and a bunch of important info about them openly announcing how the European Union will govern the new planetary government. That is what Gordon Brown said on video. That was in the first hour. That's in the rebroadcast at Infowars.com. George, we got about 30 seconds till this show ends and goes into rebroadcast. Say bye to folks.
Alex, you're doing God's work, and every one of you who are listening, just wake up, talk with your friends, share the information. We created this problem, and we can heal it. God love you.
Absolutely. There's George Humphrey in studio. Be with us next week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.